Blog Talk Radio. Doing tonight, honey? We're here on another installment of the show. Hi, is everybody doing in the chat room? Hi, boys. Hi, girls in the chat room. Hi to everybody that's on the phone line. What's going on, honey? We are back here on another Wednesday night for another positive topic, honey. Yes, positive. We're definitely going to be positive, and we're definitely going to give y'all some food for thought and things of that nature, honey. But let's not waste no time, because we have a lot of people that's going to be joining us tonight. We got a lot of special guests and a lot of different people that's going to come on and chit-chat with us tonight, honey. So, yes, thank you, Blackjack, the very positive voice. You know, on Mondays and Tuesdays, you know, you get the loud and the ghetto, Benji Cunt, Kelly, and on Wednesday night you get the outside of the ballroom scene, Kelly, the very professional Kelly. But let's not waste no time. Let's please go straight to the other side of the Bronx and please get my legendary sister on, the legendary Nicole Icon.
Going on in America. Hi,
what's going on?
How are you? Hi, chat room. Hi, switchboard.
And to the person in the chat room that asked, was Tony coming on? I spoke to Tony earlier, and Tony said that he might, if he has time, that he's definitely going to stop in and going to be a part of our topic also. To all you girls, okay? Well, let's
hello start. To my Benji Cut listeners on the phone lines. I see you.
Yes, but let's not waste no time. Let's go to the Baltimore, Maryland area and bring my godson on the line, Jaquan Ebony.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Yeah, what's poppin'? How are you?
Nothing. I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine, honey.
I can't complain. I'm in the building.
Yes.
I just got upstairs from doing the laundry.
I know, that's right.
I need a wash machine. I'm too old to be going up and down these stairs. No, I need a wash machine.
Yes, honey.
Well, this is Positive Wednesdays. I'm sure we have many topics or many positive things, because we're never able to just stay in one place. So I'm pretty sure it'll just go all over the place.
You know it does, honey. You know it does. Okay? So let me know when you're ready for it. So let me know when you're ready. Okay? And one of our panelists for tonight is no other than the icon-bound legendary one herself, Cabbage Ebony. Cabbage, are you there?
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hey, babe.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Kelly. Remember the three letters.
Yeah, we know everything is under that. We are okay.
Three letters.
Honey, yes.
Everything is fine. I love all the girls and
all the girls are kind.
God bless everyone, and we all should be able to get along on one accord.
Yes. Cabbage, you forgot about Jaquan. You said ladies.
Hi, Jaquan. How are you doing, honey?
Yeah, that's hot enough, you darling. You know.
Yes, we are definitely here in the building. I'm glad to see that the numbers are definitely going up.
Which means we're going to make one of these positive conversations top. I'm very, very hot. I normally am the one who started off, but I'm going to ask Cabbage, being that you always come in late.
We're going to start it in 11 minutes, because I have somebody else that's going to come on the phone line. It's going to be a cute topic. You know, we also have in store for the girls tonight, we have the legendary icon himself, Dre Ebony, is going to be coming on a little later on, and then hopefully the icon himself, Tony Milan, is going to also be on the line also, honey. And then we have the legendary Aurora mother, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Rahi, is definitely going to be on the phone line and a part of our panelists also.
Yeah, and don't forget the legendary Father Icon.
Oh, yes, and the icon, legendary Father Icon, is definitely going to be on the phone also with us, a part of our cast and our panelists tonight, honey. So we definitely got the girls here, honey. Jaquan?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure you was there because, you know, you be fading off into the background. You know, cut us off, honey. You know, we some powerful girls on this line.
My phone had hung up. Hey, Savage, how you doing? Because that's where my phone
hung up. Hi, honey, how are you doing?
Because, you know, we some powerful girls, so, you know, you just got to come in and be like, you know, like, listen, I got something to say. You just got to cut us off because, you know,
I'm going to start doing that. Y'all going, okay, I'm going to start doing that.
Because, you
know, I was
going
to do that anyway. After yesterday, you know, I had the what, you know, that word is on a positive night. But, you know, after yesterday, I was going to start doing that.
Yeah, because, you know, it gets real crazy.
Y'all was so rude up north.
So, Cabbage, what did you cook for dinner tonight?
Oh, I didn't cook.
Why you ain't cook tonight?
Because I'm going to the club.
Oh, you going to Splash?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Thang, the girls are going to Splash tonight, Miss Thang, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Miss Thang.
But I'm going for a totally different reason, darling. I'll have on sweatpants, black sneakers, and a sweat hoodie.
Oh, so you're telling me I should be... So basically...
I'm getting in a cab, I'm busting your ass, and I'm getting back in a cab.
It's a positive night.
I'm being positive.
I'm coming to the let out.
What, Boobie?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be at the let out.
What,
hey, Nakia. Oh, my daughter Nakia's in the building. Hey, Nakia. I spoke to her earlier. I see Jahira's in the building. Susan's in the building. Barbara Waters. Obama. Who
Boobie.
Else is in the building? Alana. Ballroom Overseer. Black. Blackjack. Cream of Nature. Country. I see all of y'all. How y'all doing? I was about to curse. You know, I had to catch it. How y'all doing? You know, I'm being real professional, honey. Honey, I was about to curse, but I have to be real professional and, you know, very courteous to the situation, honey. Yes. This is the Kelly that y'all speaking with tonight is the Kelly that y'all see in interviews. This is the Kelly that y'all catch on 125th Street. This is the Kelly that y'all catch in Soho, Miss Thang. This is the Kelly that y'all speaking to tonight, Miss Thang. Y'all won't always see this side of Kelly, honey. This is the peachy cream and the cunt side of Kelly. This is the white woman side of Kelly. This is the Kelly you catches on Wednesday. This is the Kelly you catches in the projects, honey. But now that other demon that you catch in the ballroom, Miss Thang, that's Sasha Kelly Fierce.
I never seen this side of Kelly in my whole time of knowing you, Kelly.
Oh, baby, honey, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that young man has never slept with you. That's what it is, poor thing. Anyway.
Oh. Oh my God! I just got an IM, honey. That we're gonna have another special icon guest coming on the line, honey. But y'all have to wait for that one, honey. Yes.
Nicole, you know what? I wanted to tell you the other day, while you had Miss Julia in the ballroom scene, you should have made sure you got her number, so because she was talking about that she wanted to come up on the radio station and, you know, and. Yeah.
Oh, I would have loved, mind you, I spoke to her and had a brief conversation with him, but I love Junior. I would have loved for that. And the next time I see him, Cabbage, I'm going to make sure I get the number.
I'll find a number. I know somebody
I love Junior.
Number. But, yeah, because, you know, Miss Junior's like, what is about this radio station, darling? And I got trouble. Miss Junior, you got to get into the modern times, girl. She doesn't look at all. You should tell me, Miss Cabbage. You know, she went on. Being Frisky's Buffet, but...
Oh, yes, it would be everything to have Miss Julia LaBeige
yes.
come up here.
There
is
all in.
You can have it. Actually, one day, I was actually working on, I wanted to have Derek LaBeige come up here.
You should have Derek LaBeige, Jr., La Duchess La Wong.
Yes,
you know,
I would love to get Duchess. I'm going to work. Thank you, Cabbage.
And
I'm
Paris.
Make,
and Paris.
Well, and I'm, I love, she loves me also. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to see if I can get that arranged because that would be a sickening
That needs to be one of our Wednesday nights.
A historical panel.
Giving the girls history from back in the day.
A historical panel. And then you should, dedicate a night to... like the older, I don't know how to say, lesbians or whatever the case might be. Like the older lesbians that, or the like the trans
like Missy.
Men.
Like Missy.
Right.
Nicole and Cabbage. Nicole mm-hmm. and Cabbage. Yes. I was just informed that is a three-way conversation, not on-air conversation.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. As you know, the girls, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, how
so
you
your topic
that?
Tonight, Kelly, will be
the topic tonight is going to be the different ballroom alliances from state to state, not just in New York, the different alliances from all states. How do the alliance help the scene? So that's going to be the positive topic for tonight.
Okay, work it out.
So if it's anybody from any other alliances, from if it's any alliance members from Atlanta on the phone lines or in the chat room, feel free to definitely call in. Any people from the Alliance from Virginia, please feel free to call in. From the D.C., from the New York, from the Chicago area, any alliance. If Marco Herrera is out there and you're listening, or any Herreras is out there, please have him call in, because I know he's a part of the Alliance in Chicago, and Tiana's out there. Any people that's a part of the Alliance in any other state, if y'all out there, y'all listening, or any of you girls that's in the chat room or on the phone line that know anybody that's out there, please have them call in, because we definitely welcome them to definitely come on here and be a part of this topic with us, you know, because I've been to a couple of Alliance meetings, but I haven't seen an Alliance meeting in New York, and I think about about 3 or 4 years, if that. So the last Alliance meeting I remember about going to in New York City, R.R. was living in New York, and R.R.'s been in Atlanta for I don't know how many years now.
Right, because he took his Alliance meeting idea, and, you know, he's on the Alliance meeting in Atlanta, yeah.
Sorry, honey. But at this time, Who wasn't me? I see. Listen, the last person. Nicole. Go ahead, Nicole. Get it, Nicole.
Down by poolside. Hi, it's poolside. You're in the building.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey. How's everyone doing?
Fine. Why y'all all just got scared like the boss came on the line? Damn.
She did.
I'm a fuck character. It's fine.
Yeah, she did.
Fine. No problem.
See, that's the problem, because you better respect the power, honey.
Yeah, it's a corporate.
Yeah,
hello,
respect
everybody.
The power.
Miranda's coming.
Miranda, you'll find out.
Don't, okay? Oh my God, I didn't know I had a 151. Oh, this is really fab. Ooh.
Well, Kelly, hey Jaquan, hey Kelly, hey Nicole, hey Kelly.
Hi,
hi everybody.
Hi, Seth.
How's everything? Where do I even start? Kelly, you just basically said everything. So tonight, again, like Kelly said, is Positive Wednesdays. I asked people to send over their topics or contact me about their topics, and each week we will kind of go in a direction of, you know, whatever topic is kind of hot. And someone brought to my attention that they wanted to talk about, you know, the federations of houses and alliances and, you know, coalitions and all these the coalitions, alliances, and the different things, different people that get together and try to either quote-unquote help the community, or are they helping, or are they not helping? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We should have some guests that are coming on. I know one of them is running late, still waiting to get feedback from one of the other ones if they're going to come on and stuff. So in the meantime, we open the phone lines for you guys to call in, the chat room as well. You guys can send your messages over to tensorchops@yahoo.com on IM, or send them over to Kelly, or send them over in the chat room. But let's talk about the alliances. Let's talk about the coalitions. Let's talk about the federations of houses. How are they helping us? How are they helping the ballroom scene? How are they helping the ballroom community? How are they helping the children? Are they helping or are they not?
Okay.
We know of strong alliances that are down in Atlanta. We know that there were different ones that tried to form or are forming in the New York area. We know houses kind of unite when it's really these people form when it's a ballroom award time. So, you know, are they a benefit or not? And that's what you guys are going to talk about tonight.
Started off.
The floor is yours.
Cabbage.
I think the alliance here was doing a pretty good job, but the problem with the whole thing of an alliance, that the one here, I thought, my opinion, this is only my opinion, is that I think they got lost in the sauce, per se, because it became, it started out as an alliance, and due to particular individuals, it seemed to have started to go one-sided. Like, it was about their ideas, not ideas that everybody else were into. They were trying to solve their problems or their house problems. And you're not supposed to win an alliance meaning a group of people that get together to solve problems as a group for the whole, as a whole. But it started not to be like that. So I haven't been to an alliance meeting here in New York in about 4 years since RR has left. So, Kelly, I think we were both at the last one. But there were other things going on. Like, Albert Evisu had an archive meeting. Like, everybody was meeting to induct information into an archive so that we could save it for different reasons, like people that you couldn't remember, people that have walked certain legendary categories that were out that are now no longer out. And I think with that, when Albert had led that up, I think that was leading into, like, the whole coalition thing. It was like it would have helped into helping New York in the induction of the coalition thing, but it didn't exactly work like that. Albert had some problems, family problems, changing of jobs, and a few other things occurred. So that was dropped. So here in New York, we are definitely in need of a strong coalition because this is the beginning, the core. So what Atlanta has now as an alliance in attendance, I think we should have been had here in New York.
Absolutely.
But unfortunately, it's not happening. But, I mean, after tonight, who knows? Maybe somebody will take the initiative and, you know, strike out to get, you know, the coalition meeting and the alliance is going on. So, like, mothers and fathers of each house would come. And, you know, we try to work out the situations. And I think that it would be better for the ballroom scene itself because I find that the ballroom scene now is kind of making a rocky move. And I don't say it's a bad move, but I think that Kiki functions might be a little taking over. And the real ballroom scene, which as we know it to be, is kind of fading away. And the rules are changing, and the whole perspective is changing of the whole thing. So that's like something that we all need to work on as, you know, icons, legends, statements, stars. They put a big hand in it, too, because we're yesterday and they're today and tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's kind of funny. So how do you feel about that, Nicole?
Well, I'm listening to what you said when you said everybody is, they all start going different ways when the alliances are all put together. I mean, everybody does not necessarily have to agree, but we all must be on the same accord.
Exactly.
We all must have the same agenda, and we all must want the same outcome. Everybody, individually, we can take and help our house, but in an alliance meeting, we're talking about us as a
whole.
Like you said, I'm praying and I hope after tonight that there will be somebody who will call an alliance meeting and a place where people, we can all have the opportunity to meet and give our suggestions and things that we can do, because you're absolutely right, because to think about it, Cabbage, I was on the phone all day about the Kiki scene, and I actually looked up into it. And what I realized about that is because it's a Kiki scene, meaning that it's for fun,
mm-hmm.
because they don't take the word out of its character, Kiki. You know, it's a Kiki, it's fun. So
right.
That's why they would be taking it, because the fun has now come out of it in the mainstream. Everybody's fighting. Everybody's judging. You know, when you're judging a category, you're not to judge that person and who they are. This is a category. You're nobody's real judger. You know, you just, and it's being, like you said, you're right. It's being taken so many other different places,
mm-hmm.
but right where it should be, on the floor.
Right, and the problem with that is, Nicole, also, it's going in an unhealthy direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and mm-hmm. that's what's scary to the whole point. Because when I started walking balls, like you started walking balls, like Kelly started walking balls, it took me a while to find my niche where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole fun part was finding your niche. You know,
mm-hmm.
you didn't mind getting chopped mm-hmm. by Junior mm-hmm. or Paris or Robbie St. Laurent. Or you know, or Avis, because
but, and not even necessarily not to cut you off, Cabbage, not minding getting chopped. We had a certain amount of respect,
so when
you got chopped, we just looked up and walked away.
Right.
You know, we weren't going to go and debate somebody that we knew that was in, you know, a charge longer than we have been.
Exactly. So I think that a lot of things need to be instilled back in the ballroom scene itself, and one of them is respect for each other. And then, regardless of what the case might be, just because we're in different houses, we don't have to be friends or girlfriends, because not everybody's going to be girlfriends, but be cordial and respectful
Absolutely.
To each other to a certain extent where that we can all sit in a ballroom scene and it doesn't have to be all the shade and tension. I mean, the shade is good, but the tension is no good. Because, you know, what I found out nowadays is these kids, their attention span is very, very short. And that is what the real scary part is. Their attention span is like that quick. I mean, for a person given a ball, you get 20 people to come up to you and give birth. When are they going to have this category? When are they going to have this category? Well, baby, the category's on the sheet. So did you look at what number the category was? And they'll give everybody, and what are y'all up to? Well, see, if you were paying attention to the ball, then you would know what's going on, but you're running in and outside, you're coming back in, you're lost. You're trying to figure out what category is which. And nowadays, it's not hard to know what category is going on. Happen to be you take 5 minutes and just stand there and watch. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things there are a lot of basics that have now been bred out of the ballroom scene that needs to be bred back in. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's things where it's more fundamental home training. Like, we had, like Ms. Richard would give us a prep talk before we go to the ball. All the things they'll be arguing with so-and-so, and when somebody says something, this thing, you take it and you run with it, and then you know, when you get back, if you don't make it this time, or you get chopped, or, you know, you don't get over, okay, fine. But then it made you come back even stronger. Now the kids don't want to come back stronger. They want to beat you.
Okay, so let me bring this up, Cabbage. Let me
mm-hmm.
ask you this question, Nicole. And Kelly, did you want to touch on that? Jaquan, did you guys want to touch on that already? Do you guys feel alliances and stuff help or deflate the community?
I actually think that it needs structure. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm,
everybody's
mm-hmm.
doing whatever
but,
they want.
Yeah, but Kelly, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you feel?
You know, I'm not. I really didn't know too much about the alliances and stuff. So I'm just listening and gonna get some feedback. When I came into the Alliance, I was just coming from Jamaica, so I really don't know too much about the Alliance. So I'm just listening, and then when I catch something that catches me, you know, I'll jump in.
Okay, hey, Jaquan, anything from you?
I kind of don't know much, but I think they could use more structure because nobody knows what they're really doing to help.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let me say something, Desmond.
Go ahead, Nicole.
When you say so that y'all can totally and everybody on the phone line and Kelly and everybody sort of can understand immediately what Alliance is. Alliance is just a board that is built to bring some type of structure, rules, and regulations to the situation. Meaning that when people say this one is legend, that has to be verified, stamped by the true icons or legends that are on the Alliance panel. So meaning that certain things that go on at balls, there's just certain rules and things of the category and, you know, the way that the ballroom in a whole should carry themselves.
Okay. Now you're right, Nicole. That's what alliances are. But let's not try to let's start from the beginning. Let's start at forming an alliance, okay?
Okay.
Let's look at an alliance that's out there that's active. We know that you guys are saying New York needs one. New York needs this and stuff. Okay, but let's start at some of them. Now, Kelly, I know that you say you don't know much about alliances and stuff, but we know we all have heard of different alliances and how things go. We know that Atlanta has an alliance, and they've had one for many years.
Strongly.
Do you feel that it is strong and is doing what it should be doing in Atlanta, or do you guys feel that it's tarnished Atlanta? We always hear of this stuff around awards ball time when they cannot, you know, either they're not on the same page or they are on the same page when it comes to the awards ball at the end of the year. Do you guys feel that these alliances, like using the example of Atlanta, are helping that region? Are they helping or are they not helping, or what can they do to help? We've heard the arguments on this radio station. We've seen it happen at awards, how they cannot be, they're not on the same page. They're supposed to have meetings every month, but different members do not participate in the meetings, or they wait until it's award ball's time to participate. Throughout the rest of the year, they're not, you know, people are not participating, but at the end of the year, everybody wants to come in and they all have something to say. Do you guys feel that that is what's right, what's wrong? Is it? Let's start off there. I know we're trying to talk about what can change, like Kiki houses and, you know, people having respect at the balls. But let's really steer on these alliances. And one of the biggest problems and questions are the, you know, forming the alliances, federation of houses, coalitions and stuff. How do you get a group of leaders together in one room sitting at a table and trying to get on the same page when you're dealing with people that have different egos because of their statuses, their history in the ballroom, or they're dealing with different issues because they're so protective of themselves, what they stand for or what they stand in for their house, and they're kind of clashing. There's been many meetings where you have two different leaders in there, two representing two different houses, and they're about to go outside and fight. But yet they're in a group. They're at a table trying to make the community better or do something for the community, but they're just constantly attacking each other. So, you know, what do we do, or how can it be done, or can it be done? Is it something that can actually be done? You know, is it really worth it when you have an icon who's not going to really want to listen to a legend or an up-and-coming legend? When you have someone that's been in the scene for 20 years, but they've been missing for the past 7 or 8, but yet they're sitting at a table now for someone who's been there for the past, you know, the past 5 years, active, and but yet they don't want to hear anything because they've been in the game for so long, so you can't tell me nothing, or my house is iconic, so you can't tell me nothing. This is what the questions are. This is where we're at, you know, and that's what tonight's topic is about. What do you guys feel about that?
Wow. Well, okay, that's going to be hard because I've thought about it. I've actually set and contemplate me as a Libra and always try to find different ideas and ways, and I broke it down. And my breakdown in order of fear, now a fear breakdown, we have to have I believe there's a old gesture maybe, and you can disagree, you know, we're here to argue, but this is how I seen it as the blueprint. An overall alliance and then a state alliance, meaning that will separate and break down the differences, because the overall alliance is the actual people who that are still around, because, see, that's the problem also. We don't give them people any type of life or respect, or we don't invite them in because we feel like they old and we feel like they haven't came out. But the fact of the matter is they are who started it and they are who paved the way. So even if you can try, and it doesn't hurt to try, if you don't get them, you move right along. There are other people out there that would like to. We're not going to get everybody to be able to how to agree and everybody to sit there and go off. And when I think about it, the scene was based, the whole ballroom thing was based on fun, but it all come from a destructive foundation. And now that we are trying to change it around, it's going to be very difficult, and there's going to be a lot of arguments and a lot of fight, but we got to just keep going on. We got to keep moving on. And if that means by moving on, the next, this person got to go and this next person go on, that's what we got to do. Eventually, it will work for us. In Atlanta, I personally don't believe that they have the alliance together. I don't, because of the things that also go down there, the bickering that they have. Alliance people and people are in the charge or in an authority should not be arguing and then taking it out of this board meeting into the gay public. That's not should will be. That should not happen. And if there's someone that does that, maybe, and after a certain, there should be some rules and regulations, basically. So that's my blueprint. What you think about that, Cabbage? I see the overall alliance, because they are the people that
okay.
are still here.
Okay, let me let you view it from a different eye. Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to sit back and think about this, Nicole. The alliance in Atlanta would be, I think, is terrific. Now, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. I think the alliance in their thoughts and ideas and what they're gearing to is terrific. I think it's real positive, and I think it's something to work on. But the problem
I can agree with that.
The problem with the alliance in Atlanta is what goes on after the meetings.
And that's just the point.
That's what the problem is, that you'll get different people that are trying to be on one page, and then if it's like, give an example, if the Ebonies are giving a ball, then you'll have problems out of different individuals because of the personal reads that go on after the alliance meeting, that the problem is. But I think that alliance in Atlanta was something to be rectified, happened to be they would have kept it business and not so personal.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened in the past, and it's going to happen again in the future. Certain houses give certain balls where other members of the alliance don't feel that they should be giving a ball. And what happens is they undermine them and demise them to their friends. And people do not realize that people would rather work with shade than to work with the positive. So when a bitch stands up and gives Verminia, well, I'm in the alliance and the so-and-so is supposed to be giving a ball, but child, I'm not going because I don't see it. But how are you going to say to your house or to different certain members of your house that you're not seeing them because you don't like what they were saying at the alliance meeting? So then you should have said that at the alliance meeting, but they don't.
Right. And so what?
Defeating the whole purpose.
In that case, in the reoccurring act like that, that person must go, and we got to move on. Because the bottom line is, Cabbage, we can't get stuck there. That's why it all keeps breaking down. You don't seem to understand,
Nicole. What happens is no one says it at the alliance meeting. It is said out amongst individuals over drinks, in the club, and different things of that nature. And that's what breaks down the strength of the alliance, is because there's so much reading in the back.
So what should happen to that person that does that?
The problem is it's not one person. It seems to change individuals as the venues go on. You know, different houses have different problems with different people, and instead of dealing with it in an adult manner and giving very renditions of, like, okay, well, they're giving a ball, fine, let's see where they're going to go with it. Let's find out their ideas. What they do in the alliance meeting with some of them is some of them shut down all their ideas, or they tell them, well, we're going to tell you how much we're going to charge for your tables. But you don't know what my overhead is. You don't know what else I'm putting into this ballroom scene. So how are you going to tell me how much I'm going to charge for my tables, or how much, or what time I'm going to start the ball, or what categories I'm going to have? This is what certain alliance meetings do. They tell the people who are giving the ball what categories they can and cannot have, how much can they charge for their tables, and that's where it becomes personal, because you really shouldn't have anything to do with how much they're charging for tickets, what's their grand prize, and different things of that nature. Believe it or not, Jasmine, a lot of your slack because of you giving the $5,000 ball came from those alliance meetings.
Now, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how can somebody tell me, because I heard this happen, you know, I'm going to put it out on blast. I heard this happen in Atlanta, okay? They told Stasha that she couldn't charge $200 for her table at her ball. How could you tell me how much I could charge for my table at my ball?
See, that's the point. You know, so again, that's not Alliance business. That's something personal. And if you're not, they're making it seem like it's not, but in all reality, it is. Okay, and it might be coming from one individual, it might be coming from more than one. So you don't know if it's coming from an icon, a legend, or what. But at the end of the day, how are you going to tell this woman what is she supposed to charge, and what her grand prize is, how much her grand prize should be, and, you know,
but
different
the
things.
The alliances are also there to make sure things are being done fair. Now, if every
right.
ball and everybody in state to state do something for $150 a state, now her grand prize is what she giving out of her pocket. But what she's making back from the gay community should be done fair. And if $200, am I going to have gold on this table? Because now everything is about the money. What about, I mean, everything is about the money. No,
but
that's what's taking the fun out of everything.
Okay, but let's look at it for what it's really, really about. I have been walking for 10 or 11 or 12 years or 13 or 20 years or whatever the case might be.
35.
Okay, here. Now, the place is charging me X amount of dollars, right? Okay, I'm having fruit baskets. I'm having frutite, I'm having two bottles of champagne, glasses, a tablecloth. This cost, all right, no one is going into a ball to lose money. Along with everything else, you're going into this to make money. No shade. Okay.
Charge that much, and I bet you won't make it.
Oh, but they have paid it in other places without even talking about it, okay? Without even making a fuss. But now that you're in an alliance and you have a voice, you start talking about it because you have a voice to do that. But don't use the alliance as a scapegoat for your own personal vendettas, because that's where the genuine reason for having an alliance loses its worth. Okay, and that's what my whole problem is. Everybody should stop trying to be excuse my French, bitchy, okay? Because it's not necessary. If this person is giving, if by any chance nobody buys a table from a certain individual because they're $200, then so be it. But then keep in mind that your house will be standing in the aisles or standing in the back, you know, in a dormant manner. Okay, so if you've got 40 members in your house, I'm sure more than 40 of them smoke weed. They can all get $5 apiece or $10 apiece for that table, if not one or two. We're talking about major houses like Ebony, Mizrahi, Milan, you know, Aga, Allure. These are houses that are a decent size that should have no problem, and we've been in the ballroom scene for a long time. So what is the problem of how much Stasha or whomever pays for their tables? You see what I'm saying?
It becomes a problem to the community. That's why, that's the purpose of an alliance meeting. Anybody and everybody is just making all these ridiculous things. Cabbage, my person, that is ridiculous. I remember when we went to Boss and we paid $20. It is $30 now. Okay,
I remember the first ball I went to,
I went to a ball, Nicole. Listen, I went to a ball, Nicole. And I only had 5 kids with me at the ball I went to in Philadelphia. And I spent $200 and got a table, and it was only 5 kids.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people do a lot of different things, girl. However, I still believe that's the purpose of having an alliance. Now, to tell somebody how they should do their ball is one thing. But to do ridiculous things to the community as a whole, it is for the alliance, not to bogart the situation.
Right, and those are the issues that the alliance should focus on. But unfortunately, they don't.
I don't think that they should bogart the situation, but I think that they should, you know, they have their right to
They will
to
tell
suggest.
You in a minute, if you do not do what they say, then you can't have your ball.
Well, that's ridiculous. But anytime they set a table for $200, I'm looking for gold. I want to pay a sneaker. I mean, something.
But just imagine, Nicole, if you get a table, okay, let's take it for the $5,000 ball, the one that just passed.
Hey, hold on. Nicole, was you at Jazz's ball?
No, you know I wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
Jasmine, but Jasmine, what went on and how they told me you did that decoration. I seen it from the thing. It was amazing. The ball looked it fabulous. I haven't seen decoration like that in a long time. But we're talking about Jasmine, okay?
Okay, but you're not catching it. You're not catching it, Nicole. Okay, they had a problem with what they were charging for that table. And they had,
What was the charge?
The charge was $200. They had a big, giant hat box on their table full of stuff. They had a fruit basket on their table. They had two bottles of wine on their table. And their name was elevated up in the sky for them to see their table. And they still had a problem with that for $200.
And a table is supposed to seat, 10 to 12 people?
Okay, well, I mean, y'all have your view.
You see what I'm saying? So if you get 10 people to pay $10, it's paid. If you're already spending $30 to get in, I'm sure that you just didn't save just $30 to get in. So if y'all, see, this is where house meetings and individual houses come in. And this is where dues come in for your kids. You know, like with my house, they pay $10 dues, okay? This money goes for practice sites, trips, barbecues in the summertime, and these are the things that the Alliance should be focusing on more than just being shady because a bitch put her table at $200. See, that's the whole essence of the thing, Nicole. I see that you're adamant about what people should be doing, but it's a shame what they are really doing, what the reality of the whole thing is.
I said the whole shade and personal thing and everything, how you break that down and how it goes out, I'm in agreement with that. And that's exactly the point that I wanted to make towards Atlanta, because, yes, they do have a very nice together alliance.
They have a strong alliance.
My thing is that this is also becoming a major problem with this whole scene. There's so many balls now all across the United States, and all the people, even in alliances and people in the church, everybody is looking to serve it and make a dollar. Nobody is doing things from the heart. Nobody is doing things because of the passion of it like it used to be. We used to get ready, like, to go to these balls, bitch. Like, you would sneak out your money. It was so different. Now you just happen to spend money to get to the ball. And because it's so many of them and so many people, that there's fights and there's this and there's that, how can we structure everything like that when we just taking the money? This person gets angry, they paid this amount of money, da-da-da-da, and they have to pay this money. I think that's taking the fun out of it. That's my own personal opinion, and I use it to everyone. It's everyone just is about the money. When you come in there, oh, they're having this much of a grand prize, we're going to go get that money. So we got to pay this, we're going to pay this, we're going to work for this category, we're going to pay all this money and everything. And to get there, that's why we have been making it so important for everyone to get to their grand prize.
And you want to know what, Nicole? You just hit it right on the head, and you went to it, and then you slid right by it. The problem is the Alliance should be taking care of the problems that occur in ballroom scenes when these people have spent $200 for their table and $30 for an individual, and people have prepared and everything for a $5,000 category or a $500 category or a $3,000 category or a mini grand prize category. This is what the Alliance should be trying to deal with, but they're dealing with the subject of how much the category is worth and how much the table is worth and how much are the tickets to get in. That's where they lose the essence
of the whole thing. They don't
of
even
the
think
whole
about it.
Thing. Because the trick of it is, if you respect me to come to my ball and I put $200 on that flyer, then if you saw how much the admission was, you saw how much the table was, and you still want to go, that means that you have intentions on chipping in for a table and paying your way in and preparing to get yourself together to walk X amount of categories that you want to walk. A bitch can get in that ballroom scene and walk 5 categories for $30. I've seen Miss Venus do it, and I've seen many other femme queens and butch queens do the same thing. That's up to you what you want to get out of the function for your $30. But don't pay for a ball. Don't pay $30 for a ball, and don't chip your money in so you can tell your girlfriend, "Oh, Missy, I helped pay for that table."
I paid my $30 and these bitches need to move. You know what I'm saying? That's a thing that the Alliance needs to work on. They don't need to work on the people who are giving the balls and what their own personal taste and their own personal tactfulness of what they want to do with their balls. It's what goes on in these individual balls that the Alliances need
another
to police
thing
up on.
Another thing that can help out the Alliances, and this is very, very important, the Alliances are the ones the ending rule go to, the ending question, the ending statement, the ending situation. I think the Alliance people in the charge should always get suggestions and everything from the state, Mr. Legends and Stars, because it lets everyone to feel like they have a voice. Ultimately, the Alliance will make the decision, but it would be nice for everyone to bring in a voice. But this takes a lot of work. This is not going to be easy. We can talk about this for 3 and 4 years, but until someone step out, as I'm talking about it and I'm thinking everything you're saying, Cabbage, I go, oh, my God. Like, this really would take a lot of work, and we need some real soldiers in order to do that, because anybody will get overwhelmed with it.
Well, we're not going to sit here and say what we should do. You know, we're not going to sit here and preach about our shoulda, coulda, wouldas. What we do is me, you, Kelly, we roll our sleeves
already,
up.
I put that in motion.
We roll our sleeves up, and we roll our sleeves up, and us as a small committee of three people, what we do is we start to initiate it.
In New York. Yes,
and then it starts to grow. But
right.
Don't let it grow to a point where an individual slips in and they're only doing it for their own personal gain and their own personal shade. That's where it gets sick. That's where it becomes very psychotic. That's where it becomes stressful. To where a person like me, that I have a very short temper. I have a very long attention span, but I have a very short temper for crap and bullshit. And I can smell bullshit coming a mile away.
Oh, so can I. And that's another
thing. See what I'm saying?
How do you
so that's
deal
where
with
you,
something
that's
like
where a lot
that.
Of people lose the essence.
How do you deal with something like that? Now, I know what I can see, but how do you deal with something like that and stay and see they the same dream that you
we
have?
We learn
you know?
To not read behind backs, and we learn to tell individuals to their face what our true feelings are. And if this happens in a lot of situations, I'm the kind of person, if I'm not using a certain effect, I tell the individual themselves. And the problem is, stop taking things as being a vindictive shade and take it as being nothing but healthy shade. Listen, I'm not coming to your ball because I don't like what day it's on. You're giving it on a Sunday. I got to go to work on Monday. This is what it is. So I think that more balls should go back to doing what they how they were back in the days on Saturday. Saturday is a day that I get to choose, pick and choose what I want to dedicate my Saturday to. Okay, that's one thing that the Alliances need to work on. Then the Alliance needs to work on houses that get into fights or things coming up missing and different things of that nature. Well, listen. The House of Ebony. Miss Cabbage got into a ball at the so-and-so. She got into it at the so-and-so-and-so. I think for the next three balls, she should not be at a New York function.
Okay.
This is how you start to determine. And what happens is, I'm not going to walk in and give her these bitches going to tell me. No. What I'm going to do is, because I know I fucked up, I'm going to keep my ass home. I could go to Chicago or whatever. But they told me three balls in New York, I should sit out
and
give a moment to think, and I should apply to it.
If you don't apply to it, the bottom line is because we're trying to structure something.
Then you penalize the house.
Out. You should be carried out.
Exactly. I should be escorted out.
Yes.
And my
house
should be more than willing to go along with it. I'm not going to back
you
up in a brawl.
Now, when that happens, right, when they tell that person, okay, I can see, when it's a leader or a overseer of a house and they tell them that they're not going to be able to come to that ball, you already know the politics of these ballrooms is.
But it still doesn't matter. Sometimes
well,
we need
if they take their whole house and they don't bring their whole house, so be it. But
okay, fine.
But fine. It has to be some type of structure.
But you got
to
start somewhere.
Yeah, you cannot be able to come in and ruin people's balls. You should not be able to come. No, it should be some me too. And that's for myself. I am mother go off. If it is the time where I have to be disciplined, I am obedient to discipline.
Everyone has rules in and regulations. Either you, when you're in your mother's house and you're not, you still have rules and regulations. If you're not a slave to rules and regulations from your parents, you're a slave to rules and regulations to light, gas, telephone, and rent. There are rules, because if you don't pay rent, you're not going to live anywhere.
And besides, you think that this person is not coming. That's all you're doing is getting rid of the demons, because people that don't want to follow the rules and regulations, they won't attend, and the people that love rules and regulations will. And we'll see that more people will start to come because they feel safe, they have fun, they don't feel cheated, you know, and they can.
And it makes the kids pay attention. So when you, Kelly, when you say quiet, they know if it's not quiet and something jump off, that they'll be out for three balls. Now, mind you, they might be at a mini function now. They might be at a rumble ball now, and that this applies. And there's an awards ball coming in two balls. Maybe not the next ball, but the ball after that.
And Auntie, now listen to this, what would happen, and this is supposed to be the alliance job. If that happens with a child in my house and they disobey me and I tell them they can't go to these three balls and they decide to go and I put them out, the alliance meeting should make sure that no other house will accept.
Hold on, Nicole. I don't mean to cut you off. Kim, don't go nowhere. Hold on. Listen, guys. You guys got to kind of make room because a lot of people want to talk, and you guys, let's just open the phone lines and them have to go.
Open the lines.
The lines are on, and some of them do have to go to work in the morning and stuff, and it's already midnight.
Plus one, the callers I spoke to, plus one, everybody.
But you guys, it's like Nicole and Cabbage, you guys are so on point with everything you guys are saying. You guys take it so deep. So thank you so much. I love when you guys talk like that. But let's take some callers. Kim, you're on.
Take all the callers, in fact.
Yes.
Hi, Kim.
How you doing? It's Kim Prather.
Hi,
Cabbage.
Hi,
Coleman.
I just wanted to say, how's everyone?
Fine.
Great.
I'm
going to be real brief.
Walk, Kim.
I want to say I agree with Cabbage and Nicole with some of the things, but I want to really, y'all touched on so many things, I can't even go through it all with you, but I want to say far as Cabbage, when he stated about the monetary, far as the money being a certain amount because of the fact that, you know, people don't come to these functions on time, so you have to pay for extra shit. They don't know how to act when they get there, so you have to pay for that. The cost of living goes up 3% every year. So shit is not going to be the same for when we was in the Mark Ballroom paying $15.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Okay, that's what you need to understand.
$200 is ridiculous.
It's not. It's ridiculous, Nicole, but it's what it is. I mean, yeah, $200 for a table is ridiculous unless they have them baskets that have that good stuff in it, like Jasmine has. But,
and Nicole spends $169 for sneakers.
Yes, darling, my Jordans is my signature.
So just imagine.
But guess what? I haven't paid $169 for a pair of sneakers in a very long time. Okay.
That's crazy. But let me know if y'all wanna do something. I'll come there and represent the lesbians or whatever.
I'm gonna let you know now. We're going to throw the first New York Alliance meeting.
You have to, before, like I try to tell everybody, because I've been to a couple of Alliance meetings and everything. We're hustling backwards now. This should have been done 20, 30 years ago.
Yes,
you feel
absolutely.
Me? So now that we're trying to hustle backwards, meaning that is horrible out here. Like, everybody's wilding out and doing this and that. Now everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon and trying to fix it when it should have been fixed. Yeah,
and it's
going to
be hard.
It's going to be hard. But, I mean, this should be nothing impossible if we all
Absolutely. It's going to be so hard that eventually it's going to be so positive. You just got to be able to be ready to stand for this fight.
Right.
Because there are going to be people that is totally against what you're doing for, like you said, for personal reasons.
Right. You got to be able to stick by the foundation and by the rules and regulations that you set. Once these rules are set, they're in clad iron. Don't divert from them. Don't deviate from them. And we'll be much better off. We have to have some kind of discipline for ourselves so we can instill it in the youth coming up.
Let's go to the next caller. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah,
thanks,
Kim.
Kim.
No, no good. God bless y'all. Y'all be good. I got to go to work.
All right.
Okay.
Good night. Goodbye.
The next caller is 215-626. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Malik calling from Philly.
Okay, Malik.
Hi, Malik.
So what is your feedback? How do you feel? Not your feedback. How do you feel about the situation, about alliances themselves? You're in Philadelphia, or is that just your phone number? You are in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm in Philly.
So how do you feel about an alliance coming to Philadelphia, Philadelphia getting an alliance together that will help Philadelphia's ballroom scene grow? Because believe it or not, Philadelphia's ballroom scene has plummeted terribly in the last 8-9 years.
And I agree. I was listening to it, I'm going to be honest with you, for other reasons. But what I heard from it, though, I agree, is because I was just telling somebody, anytime you start having, like, mini ball awards, stuff like that, I think you water the whole ballroom scene down.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine you living in Philly. It's like Philly is missing that Penn Relay weekend. That Penn Relay weekend. They're missing that polo party. That was because at one time Philadelphia had organization. Now it doesn't. They don't have Joey Venuti no more. They don't have the Nile no more. The white club survived, but the Joey Venuti and the Nile is gone.
Who was that just said all that?
Cabbage.
Oh, damn, you went back.
I know this ain't
the right time. I know it's a lot of people listening, but I really called in to explain myself. I'm the Malik that, what's it, Tamara Revlon,
Malik, you're going to have to save that for next week.
I didn't know for the best time I could call Beth.
And that would be
you can save it for Tuesday.
Yeah, for Tuesday, sweetheart.
Okay, I appreciate that, Bob.
You're welcome.
Right. Thank
and you have a nice night. Next caller, switchboard.
Next caller is private caller. You're on the air. Private caller.
Mrs. Priestley.
410-655, you are on the air.
Hi, Naima.
Hello, everyone. Don't start the call. What's up, Kelly? Hey, Cabbage. Hello, everyone.
How
LJ,
doing?
Jasmine. I'm actually listening, but I have.
You have
I
a
think
question.
Naima was, it kicked her off. The switchboard is flashing. Naima, call back in if you can.
She'll get that on.
404-932, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Jasmine, Kelly, Nicole, and Cabbage, and the new cast member, I didn't catch his name, I think it's Jaquan.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much I wanted to say, but y'all touched on so many things. As soon as I wanted to get a piece of that, y'all moved on to something else. But this is Lala Hay. And actually, me and Andre were talking about this on last week. Now, I heard y'all talking about structure and things of that nature, and I do understand all that. But a lot of times the problem is, you know, it starts with the leaders first. When we see leaders were cut up, then how can you even try to chastise or check the statements or the stars when your leaders are acting a fool? You know, and
when the leaders should be checked.
Right. But when it comes to the point when some people feel like, well, I've been in the game since the 80s, and who are you to check me? You know, it comes to a point where even though you are, you know, a leader, who has the power to check a leader? I feel like, you know, just like the government, Obama only can do so much. He still has people that he has to answer to.
Exactly.
I think the foundation should be like a government. There should be certain levels and cabinets versus, you know, one person saying, well, because I'm an icon, this is the way it's going to go. And if somebody wants to throw a function or whatever, that should reflect that house. If she wanted to charge $200, you have that option. Okay, Sasha, that's a little steep for me, but we'll see how your function is going to go, because at the end of the day, how can we dictate her pockets or what's good for her house that she's representing? You know, just like in the government, you know, the state of New York can't tell the state of Michigan, well, I think you should do this, because they're each governed a different kind of way.
Right.
And I totally agree with you when you say that when you come to the table, you have to leave your personal stuff out the door. You know, I think it should be, you know, basically say, okay, honey, if we hear about you and XYZ, Judy, talking about this over at Club Bananas, and it gets back to whoever's the cabinet leader of that alliance meeting, well, baby, you're on probation from the alliance meeting, you and your house as a voice, because you're keeping a mess within the alliance. And what also I think is what happens a lot is sometimes people agree at the meeting, and then when they leave, certain people start to pick, okay, I know I can go over to so-and-so because they owe me a favor. Well, girl, you agreed at the meeting, baby, but you remember last week, bitch, I let two of your kids come on through for grand prize when they shouldn't have. So, girl, pay me back. Or next time I'm treating your function, or I'm going to just be steady and just top your children. But I know a lot of people have something to say. I just wanted to give a little word in. And Jasmine, you're doing a real great, great job with the Wednesday thing. It's cool. And I really wanted to touch on what you said yesterday, but you did this today, so it's really cool. Just I feel like, in a way, it should be a day for the mess, which is like the Mondays or whatever. And I feel like maybe to sum down some of the mess like you talked about, I think that, you know, just like in real news, it's a deadline. So I feel like maybe an hour before the show, they should email you or Kelly or Nicole, and y'all can all go over it. And you can say, well, this email, we're not bringing this on the show. And this email, we're not bringing it on the show. That way you already know what mess is going to be on the show. And if you didn't get it in the email to the reporters, because y'all technically are reporters, then you just ask out. It shouldn't be no IMing unless you're IMing to speak on a topic that y'all got emailed about. That's just my suggestion. And I just wish y'all best luck with the show.
Thank you, Naima.
You're welcome.
Naima, you're back on. I think this is you, Naima.
Hello.
Yes, Naima.
Hi.
Oh yeah. Hey, I don't know what happened, but I'm listening. I don't really have too much to say, but I had somebody else on the phone that wanna talk to y'all, that wanna say something.
Okay, well, let them address the situation.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
How's everybody doing tonight? This is Monica.
Okay.
007.
Okay, so how do you feel about the situation, Monica 007?
I think that the coalition is definitely needed in New York City, but however, I think that they need to do it in a certain type of way where it's not as diluted as it has been for so long in New York City. I remember when I came out, the girls had some type of integrity. Even though they were shady, they were underhanded, whatever the case may be, it was the unsung rule that you went about doing things in a certain type of way, and it was a certain type of protocol. You didn't need a coalition back then, but now you do. Because anytime you have a ball, and certain people are walking and paying their money to come to these balls, and you don't even have their category, I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
That is true.
And I think it's become a machine, and it's become very greedy.
So let me ask you a question.
Amen to that.
So let me ask you a question. If you and Naima and maybe four others that live in the Maryland area, because do you live in the Maryland area, sweetheart?
I still live in New York,
Abbott. Oh, you live in New York. Okay. Well, like...
Oh, this is Monica, Monica.
Monica.
Oh, girl, you should have said my fucking name, because I'm sitting here... Your voice, bitch, I'm going to hurt you, bitch.
No, I'm trying to figure out Monica 007. And, you know, I forget that Monica is a 007 because they don't call her Monica 007. They call her Monica. You know, you mean Monica Angel.
Yes.
Okay. Monica, I don't...
Hey,
you know,
Monica.
I stopped calling you Monica 007. I just call you Monica the Independent.
I am so sorry. This is the legendary Monica.
Monica Runway, between up in drags, Runway. Yes. Female figure, Runway. Yes, Monica.
I'm sorry. We did not. You were all talking. You ain't even really let us know. Now, work. You
no,
know
and,
what you're
and,
talking about.
And you know what, Monica? You're 100% right. That is a situation that needs, and it was a word that you used that a lot of people don't stand by, integrity.
Right.
So when you have houses and the children have changed, times have changed and the children change, but the problem is they lose their sight of integrity on the way. So it's going to take us as individuals to get back into it, but you can't back away from the ballroom scene and get very, ugh, I'm over it. And then
no, I don't think that I'm over it, Cabbage, per se, but I think that it's just turning in a different direction that I'm really not privy to want to be a part of right now, because the mini balls, when the mini balls are more important than the bigger balls, or they count just as much as the big balls, I think that's kind of crazy.
It is.
You have girls coming out every other week saying that they're a new legend. What does that do to my status when I put my head to the pavement and paved the way and did the groundwork? I don't even want you to call me a legend anymore.
Because you know what?
It means nothing.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Before it did mean something, you had to prove yourself to these girls that were on the panel. You didn't go up there and question why they chopped you. You took it on the sleeve, and you move forward.
But the reason why a lot of kids, question judges now, because there's a lot of people on judges panel that shouldn't be on there.
Well, that comes from the ground. That comes from the top down.
See?
I think it starts from the top down. It starts from people in the houses who have some type of stature in these houses to set the precedent. And
exactly.
They're acting just as young as their kids in their houses. And that's just, it just goes, it just boggles my mind now. I just really don't. I love the balls, don't get me wrong, and I always walk them. But I'm only walking now for money because I want to recoup the money that I've paid for these girls' apartments, their room and board, their drugs, and their medicine. I'm not doing it anymore.
Ooh.
Well, I appreciate your honesty, Monica.
That is the Monica
you know
that
what,
I know.
But you know what? That's what it becomes. It
exactly.
Becomes that. It becomes where you get so tired. You paid your dues. The only time you want to come out is to get your coin, whether you're walking or giving a ball, because it becomes that. Because when you were walking all those years and years and battling and battling and battling, and then when the scene becomes like this, it doesn't matter if you step back. You're not being noticed nohow. Because there is no structure. Everybody's just doing what they want.
I'm okay with you having a ball and you want to charge this amount for your table. I can't tell you what to do. And if you want to have a great event, you know, do what you need to do for the venue that, you know.
Right, exactly what it requires.
I'm okay with that. However, what I need you to do is when you ask me to come to your ball and participate and go and risk my life or my freedom or my rent money, to, you know, give you a show and you don't have my category or the category that you have on a flyer is ridiculous. I just seen on somebody's flyer, give me runway with a touch of face up in labels. What the fuck is that?
It's something that they have
no,
a femme queen in their house that has face that can walk runway, so that's what they do.
Listen, when I used to sit with Eric, my father, God rest his soul, Eric Bazaar, he used to go in his categories and just really think about what he was putting on the paper. I think it's a machine now, and people are not really worried about the categories themselves. They're just throwing things out there just to make a coin.
To get the ball, yes. And
yeah,
it's
of course.
Not being fun. It's not fun.
Just to herd the people in like cattle, and you don't, you cut the lights off or you start at a certain time, and then you don't even have your grand prize. I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's unfair to a lot of kids that are coming up now because it's making them become jaded, and that's not what it was originally about. It was about having fun. Now it's a fucking circus.
That is true.
That's true. Absolutely.
Monica, thank you for calling in, and that was something to hear. And I hope that more callers call in, and I hope they have the same attitude and they say what they want to say and not what everybody thinks they should say.
Well, can you put us back on hold?
I want my Philadelphia callers to press 1. I have requested them.
Well, nobody pressed 1 as of yet. So let me take this back, Cabbage, a little bit. And Nicole and Kelly and Jaquan, from what I'm getting from you guys and everything, and again, I'm just playing the neutral part here, from what I'm getting with you guys is that a lot of this stuff that's happening is, you know, either from the person that's throwing the ball, and a lot of the stuff that happens comes from the different houses and the house members and stuff. Do you guys feel that maybe by having an alliance, that alliance can somehow control the different houses and work together as, you know, a way of being on this, each house can be on the same page, and
that's
then each house can take that to the ball and try to make the ball successful itself and the promoter as well, because the promoter is backed and represented by a house. Do you think that's how an alliance may help this out and make it, you know, kind of steered in the direction of being successful functions, and the people don't have to worry about wasting their money at the functions and, you know, feel threatened at the functions and
stuff? I think that would help.
I think it would help.
I think it would help. It'll be a start.
a mother and a father or one of the leaders from the house, everyone should be participating. And they come there with the ideas with the members from their house. So this is how all of us are actually be involved. So it's the mother and father or whatever leader, the overseer of whatever house that they're in, to get the opinions and suggestions of their house members. And if each house member do that, and then we all as leaders come into in one room and we sit there until we get this together, at least something. Everyone, if this one walks out, let them walk out. We have to, somebody has to be the bigger person. We have to just learn to turn our cheek and just go to it and fight for and work for what we want.
Right.
But again, it boils down to this is the issue. This is the issue. You have the House of Crayola, the House of Magic Marker, and the House of Highlighters. And when they go to these meetings, they cannot stand next to each other and try to work out some type of form if they don't respect each other.
Right,
how can we get those leaders to respect each other first so they can be on the same page and take it to their house members and their house meetings to teach the children, and then they take it to the next ball and the ball be successful?
Each house needs to find two people in their house that is willing to take the time out and the effort to do that, and make sure that these are people that you feel that each individual house feels is responsible enough to go and be able to be cordial to each other.
Problem is that's sometimes hard. So now what the other thing is, because...
But you
got to
remember now, okay, so why are you in your house? So you're in a house because your girlfriend is in the house, or you're in the house because you have love for the house itself. So when you come to an alliance meeting, you're working on helping your house as well as helping others. So as we come together in a collective... It's not that you're helping the House of Ebony, you're helping the House of Milan, and you're helping the House of Mizrahi, and you're helping the House of Icon, and you're helping the House of Herrera. What you're doing is we're all coming together to help the ballroom scene. That means that when you come into this room with this alliance meeting, you're coming with a clean slate. You're not coming with the shade, and you're not coming with the, oh, what this bitch said, and this. No. What you're doing is you're coming in to work together as an alliance, meaning... together, so we can come up with a better cause and reason for solving problems. These problems come up every day, but as a whole, and we're thinking on the bigger picture, we work to something more positive. But if you just come there because your house sent you there because so-and-so-and-so didn't come, then there's no reason for you to be there, because you're not there because you want to be there. You're there because you were forced to be there. Go find someone that says, I'm dedicating my time to go into these alliance meetings, so what I get from the alliance meeting, I can bring back to the House of Ebony. And Kelly comes, and she brings it back to the House of Mizrahi. And Nicole comes, and she brings it back to the House of Icon. And this is how you do it. But if we're all coming, if we have an alternative motive, just we're going to be shady to this bitch and make her know it, it's not going to work. So when are we going to be adults and work on this as a whole and help each other? The trick is we are a community of people, a very large community of people, and a lot of the problems that we have are our own fault. So let's fix our own gardens, let's fix our own fields, let's fix our own highways, and then when we go to the state and to the city and to the federal government and we want funding for different things, do you know how many intelligent people that are homosexual? Do you know how many people that can give us input on what to do and these different organizations that can help us? But we got to start helping ourselves first.
Absolutely.
We got another caller. Let's see what this caller got to say. 313-608, you're on the air.
What's up, Jasmine? Hey, Kelly, this is Eric Eminence. Hey, baby.
Hi, Eric. How you doing,
hey,
babe?
What's up, Jennifer? What's going on? Hey, Cabbage.
Hi, baby.
When
how
I
you tell doing?
You guys, I'm so sorry. I just tuned into the show, and when I tell you I just tuned into the show when Cabbage was preaching the gospel.
Oh.
When I tell you, I almost did a jig when Cabbage was speaking. when it comes to alliances, and you guys know I hailed from Atlanta in 95, came back home to Chicago in 2000, and been here ever since. I just recently moved to Detroit, and when I tell you, I have to give kudos to Detroit, Michigan. Yes, it has some reputation, but it is a city that is coming back. When I tell you the representatives here, we have an alliance just as you guys are speaking about, and I can tell you that when you have people that respect each other, even if you might not like them,
exactly,
respect them for what they've done. They've paved the way, and we have a council here. And of course, I was on the council in Chicago, and I won't even get into that right now. Oh my God! But when I tell you, I respect Goddess Rodeo, Sean Escada, Sebastian Allure. When I tell you, Janice Mizrahi, I respect those girls because when I tell you, it is a matter of coming together for the purpose of ballroom. We have a situation here to where majority rules, and you have to respect what majority says, and they have done such. When you come into when you have people that come into it with their hidden agendas, it causes conflict and confusion.
Absolutely.
And what I find is that when you have people who have a love for ballroom, it is everything. Everything. Cabbage, Kelly, Jennifer, baby, when I tell you I've had so much fun in Detroit, I've had so much fun being here in Detroit and going to the mini balls and the balls that have been here. It's not the greatest because of the aura that surrounds Detroit, but when I tell you I've had so much fun here. Back to the topic at hand, it is for the girls to come to these meetings. It is for the people who have the right intentions in mind to get this ballroom where it needs to be. It is not about us. It's not about us. It's about these new kids that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, Cabbage,
mm-hmm.
baby, you almost made me do a jig down the stairs just a moment ago.
Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to call in because I just happened to. I'm sorry for calling in late, Kelly. You know I love your show, girl. You know I love your show. I happened to call in, and when I tell you, I got life off of Cabbage with preaching the gospel, and I hope the message gets to everyone. Even with me and my conflict with Herrera, it's not about Herrera. It's about doing what's right for ballroom, and I hope people will get that message.
Now, that's
it's not about me.
Reaction. See, now that
right. It's not about me.
Absolutely.
It's not about me. It's not about Marco. It's about ballroom.
Right.
What's
Marco's
right in the
whole,
ballroom? Trying to think what's yeah.
That's,
exactly.
And that's where it needs to go.
Everybody, yeah, us as
it
a gay community.
It needs to rise above the subject. That's wonderful.
Everybody is not going to be on the same level. Everybody
of course
ain't going to like everybody. Everybody comes from different places and different homes, but we all must be on the same accord, and we must have the same dream.
And we
now,
must respect each other's. We must respect each other as a whole and as people.
Absolutely. It's not about this individual. It's as everybody.
Exactly.
So by you respecting that individual that you dislike, you are helping the community as a whole. You're putting this energy out there where people can see. Well, they know they don't see each other, but they are cordial with
one
another.
To each other, to work together for a greater
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
The next caller is 510-827. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
What is
you're
the
on the air.
What is the tea?
Who is this?
This is Donna.
Who?
Donna.
Donna?
Yes, mother of the house of the Whistling Sun.
All right, we're going to call me back on Tuesday, and we will find out who you are, okay? This is not the night for that voice. Switchboard, get rid of her, please.
Yeah, that's like, she's crazy.
That was just,
this
that
is
took
the,
my
this
head
is the night. Else. This is not the night of that voice.
That voice, no. Cause that's
yeah,
like
because she's wants to play a game.
Hold on. 23901, you're live on the air, baby.
I'm not a ballroom participant per se, but
I listen to the show faithfully, and I've been attending ball for the past 10 years and then following it like sports. And what you all are talking about doing is going to be amazing because you all are going to make it a real community. Like every other underground scene that's out there, you all are really working to make it better. You're not just treating it like something that is just extracurricular activity. You are creating it like you're really trying to make the world of ballroom better. And I say kudos.
Thank you
very much. Okay, cool. It's gonna be like every time I go to a ball, whether it be on the East Coast or the West Coast, it's always something where people have discrepancies, and you're gonna always have that. But this radio show as a whole, whether people knock it, love it or hate it, people tune in. I got people tuning in out here from Cali, just because of the fact that they love ballroom from a distance, like I do. But what you all are doing is going to create a scene that's going to be structured and organized, and don't stop.
All right,
thank you.
Amen. I feel you. I got that. You made me jump. Because that's what it's about. You can't stop. It's going to be a very hard situation because, you know, a lot of people, like you said, Cabbage, have their own personal issues.
Right. They have their own personal
egos.
Right.
And, you know, egos, it's just so many different things. But we cannot stop. You got to keep moving no matter who wants to come along.
Yeah. Kelly, any more callers?
Thank you, caller. Next caller, if we have one.
There's no callers right now. They're taking their time pressing one. You know, the numbers, of course, aren't as high as they usually are, but they're still there. But a lot of them are just, like, sitting back listening. I think they like, you know, what everyone is talking about. I want you guys to keep in mind, we're not here to start a coalition or an alliance. What we do tomorrow, what anyone on this phone does tomorrow, what ideas they come up with, you know, that's based on them. But tonight's topic is not about us starting a coalition or alliance. Tonight's topic is, you know, do you guys feel that the alliance and the coalitions and the federation of houses and stuff will benefit the community, are benefiting the community, can benefit the community, how can they benefit the community? That's what tonight's topic is. Some people are sending over messages. Are you guys starting an alliance and stuff? That's not what we're doing. But, I mean, it's just ideas.
It's brought out for an idea. If
right.
someone that else wants to, it's brought out for an idea, and I have an idea. So if I choose to go tomorrow and me and Kelly get together and Cabbage and we want to get flyers out to start an alliance, me, we're moving forward in something that we would like to do. Now, if you'd like to be involved with doing that, or if that's what you want to start, then go ahead. But we're just trying to figure out, is it important? What should we do? How can we get it to stay, you know, in all a respectful manner?
Yeah, we can't preach about it if we're not going to try and do something about it. Then that's us being phony, too.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, if you feel that you want to help out or you want to give your input, I'm sure that if y'all are on Blog Talk Radio, I'm sure that y'all have all of our email addresses. And if you don't have mine, it's cabbagepatchebony@yahoo.com. You can always hit us up with suggestions, or you can hit Jasmine, you know, Miranda Priestley herself, and I'm sure she'll have, you know, Andy Sachs or, you know, one of us do something where we can start and, you know, we can work as a whole. Me, Nicole, and Kelly is not a whole, and Jasmine is not a whole. All of us take to be a whole, so it could be 10,000 of us that could be a whole. But the more the numbers grow, the more the positive attention goes, and the more we work to a positive level. So, I mean, that's the way that we have to do it from now on. I mean, if we're going to work together, let's all work together and let's be positive about it and let's be for real to ourselves first. But sit back and ask yourself, do you have time to dedicate to this?
Right, and if you choose to take your time to dedicate it, I strongly suggest for everyone to have a better understanding, because a lot of you guys on the phone maybe be new girls and are from the new generation, and you may not actually know how the scene was before, and you probably think that it was always a lot of balls and it was always as big as it is, and that's not true. So maybe you should go back and do as much ballroom history as you know, possible. The first place you should start is Paris is Burning. And then they have a Paris is Burning too. And then any of your girlfriends that have old balls, or maybe you want to go on YouTube and look up the older iconic people just to get a familiar thing on how it was not as big as this was and how much fun it would be to stay all night to every drag queen is hot and you don't see nobody. This is how they used to do it. You never see Octavia. You didn't see Danielle. You didn't see Arjanae. And at 6 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, lights went off and it was a ball. You know, it was really, really fun. So if you can go back and look at your history for all you young people and ask around to people like Cabbage and Kelly and Jasmine and Andre James, Father Icon, Tony Milan, Tony Revlon, there's a lot of people out there that can give you enlightenment so that you know what you're speaking about when you choose to go forward with your ideas and your suggestions or your opinions. So I think that would be very good to go do is to get your history because it wasn't always like that. It wasn't, you know, Atlanta, this place, that place, LA. It wasn't like that. So when you get your history and we all can go back into history, you can actually know how to align everything in the right perspective because you will know who played the right part and who it was there that is still here. I think I wanted to say, Cabbage, that I think when I have a problem with this when people say, okay, I don't believe that Tanae should go to the Rumble Ball and chop everybody. But I don't believe that Tanae should be disrespected because she wasn't out in 7 years. Because Tanae is the one who made the foreground and the platform for Face to be going on the way it is. And quite frankly, Face ain't nothing like it used to be when Tanae walked. So I think it's unfair for us and the new generation and even the new children and the new mothers and fathers, this is my opinion, to say, oh, she's an old bitch, she doesn't know what she's talking about. No, she's an old bitch that know what she's talking about then. She's not an old bitch. She just doesn't know what she's talking about as far as now. And maybe we should stop saying, oh, she's not coming out and stop just pushing them away instead of just pulling them to the side. Like Cabbage, who's very respected by all the old girls. And you know all of them. You know, enlighten them. Instead of having people on the mic dismiss them. Or just, no, that's not treating the people who start. So we have to remember, we have to do the fundamentals and the basics first. And that's why history and knowing who comes from
where.
Because
these are things that we need to work on as a whole.
Right. Absolutely.
Well,
I agree with
you. I'm going to give you guys an example. When you have, let me see how I can say this, as a ball promoter, let's just say as a ball promoter, I build my relationships with, you know, certain people that I'm very close with, like, you know, Harold Balenciaga that's not affiliated with my house or, you know, different house members, I mean, house leaders out there. And what happens is, I heard a click. Are you guys there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. And the Cabbage?
That's who clicked over.
Kelly, you there?
Yes, I'm here, darling.
Oh, okay. What I was saying is, like, I build a relationship, you know, I have a relationship with certain individuals, and as a whole, you know, we kind of talk about the ball that's coming up and, you know, what's going to happen and stuff. And what you know, like, for example, when that one individual will get their house together, they know that they get their house there on time, you know, the categories are in place, you know, they contacted, you know, me and said what the categories are, the order of categories that come in as a whole, they sit down, they do what they got to do, you know, and things like that. They participate in the ball. They know who their judges are and stuff. I think a lot of, you know, communication, I think a lot of the problem is the communication.
Absolutely.
And if people are not communicating, not just for ball promoters, but with each other, it doesn't take a lot to build a relationship with other house leaders and stuff. And you guys are all on the same page. You guys go to the ball. You guys know everything about the ball. You know, little things like that. And even, I mean, in all honesty, even when I give balls and stuff, I have other house leaders that come, and they're there, you know, Jasmine, you need any help or anything like that. Or, you know, or even when I go to the balls, you know, I'll ask you need any help with anything. You know, we kind of work together to make it successful. And I think a lot of that, you know, is something that should be done as well. And again, that's aligning with each other to make it a successful night. And that's, you know, my opinion on, you know, whole alliances and stuff. I don't think that they're impossible. I think that a lot of it can be, if we work together as a whole, we can get through this and we can make it successful. But when you have people that deal with egos and they don't want to ask for help or they don't want to reach out and help or they just are so stubborn or they just don't care, they let the kids show up late, they show up late, and all the rest of this stuff, then I think that's where a lot of problems are coming from, and we just have to figure out a way to change that. And even if it's not an alliance, even if it isn't a federation of houses and stuff, but if we can work together as a positive group of people that are together and we form together and we spread the news with our children and our gay children and our friends and our, you know, our circle, and it just grows and grows and grows, I think it will be positive, you know? Like neighborhoods have neighborhood meetings and town hall meetings and things of that sort. Everything doesn't always have to be about a club, a bar, or whatever. We get together and we do things and we spread words, spread positive messages. Maybe that can be something else that can help, where it's not, you know, dealing with a panel of people with different egos and agendas, and they're always attacking each other.
Well, I think communication is the basics of life. Without no communication, we have nothing. You understand? When you miscommunicate out of somebody, you misunderstand and you take it in every type of way, because when you don't communicate, you really can't fully understand what's going on. So communication has to be the number one priority with this. I do think that everybody should be involved, meaning like, for example, Dre has the Faces. I think that they can bring their organization. I think all the other gay organizations, the Gay Men Health Crisis and Latex Project, whatever, it has to be as a whole. But when we all start working in the in group, all of the other people will want to come involved. They don't want to be involved if they are fighting amongst each other. They don't want to be involved if we have to start somewhere, a small little group that will eventually grow, because everyone is for fighting for a good cause. So believe it or not, if I have $30 but I really don't have it, I'm not going to spend it if I think it's going to be, whatever, I'm not going to give them money. I can go, but I really am not going to take my last $30 to do that. But if it's for a major cause and it's for to better the scene and to bring a better atmosphere into the ballroom scene, then I'll definitely take my $30 because it's bigger than me, and now I'm going to go. But you have to feel like that, Jasmine, from your heart. People don't actually have the same passion for the whole ballroom. And if you are one of those persons that don't have the passion, maybe you should stand on the sidelines, and you still should be able to give your opinion and make several suggestions. But to be on the alliance or to be so involved and you don't have the same passion, your motives and everything can be, you know, misunderstood. You know, your intentions may be not what everyone else's intentions are. So if you don't have the passion, because you have to love it, you have to want to help people, you have to want to see a community blossom into a society. You got to really, you know, like, want to be that type of person. And not everybody is not like that, and that's okay. You still can be involved sitting from the sideline giving your opinion and your suggestions. So it has to start somewhere. And like Atlanta, they have a Fab Alliance, and looking at that makes me, per se, want New York to have one, because New York is where it all started from. And why can't we as a whole and New York get together and bring this to, you know, to be?
Well, you know what? I have a question. And this question is for one of the younger listeners that are on the phone, and it goes to you, Jaquan. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're a child, you know, from the House of Ebony, and what are some of the issues that you see at balls that, you know, kind of turn you off or push you away? What are some of the things that bother you?
I see chop happy people.
Uh-huh.
That discouraged people from walking. Like, that discouraged me from walking. Like, I know when I walk schoolboy, and I know if I'm walking a big ball, and I know the ball is going to be long, and I look at the panel before I get up there, and then I'll be like, where do I stand in line? Because at one point, they're going to get to where they just start chopping everybody and stop, you know what I'm saying? They just try to kick everybody off, and that turns people away from walking. Like, That's the biggest thing right there.
Yes, honey, because I don't see, I see the handle, honey.
That should happen.
Hold on, Kelly. Kelly, you sent a lot of people on their way, so.
Wait, you know what the thing that should happen, though? The promoter or the person that's on that mic should stop it. And how they should stop it by overruling their vote or making them get up. Bottom line. That's the only
okay,
way you
okay,
can bring
that. Hold on. Jaquan, you're right, Nicole, though. But Jaquan, when you see all these choppy, these chop happy panels and stuff, and you don't want, it pushes you away of walking, away from walking. What do you do? Like, do you ever address it in your house meetings? Do you ever talk to your leaders about it in your house? Like, what do you do, or do you just like accept it and just hope it doesn't happen at the next ball? Like, do you ever stand up and try to make it? You know, just. Try to make a difference? Like, what do you do? And I know it's not a lot you can do, but how do you handle this? Or do you just get
it
turned
depends.
Off and pay it?
It depends on, it depends. Every, like, you have to be very selective of the situations that you do stuff in. So, you know, in some situations, like, I got chopped and I didn't say nothing. I just went and told a leader and then left it up to the leader. You know, it's not, sometimes it's not in my control. Sometimes it's not my place to go up there. And it's not really my place at all. But
that's your mistake right there. It is your place because you paid your $30 and you took
but
the effort to walk.
But then, Cabbage, but then people go up there and say, well, why do you question the judges?
No. There's a protocol in how you do things. If, okay, you're in the House of Ebony. More than likely, there are more than two or three legends there or even one or two icons.
Oh, well, we know they're going to say something.
Okay. Most definitely, if you say something to me, I don't care whose ball it is, I'm going to say something.
Especially if it's unfair.
Okay. Yeah, unfairness, I don't agree with.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not on point and you got chopped, I'm going to tell you to your face, that was not right. You're not on point. But if you're on point and you're doing what you're supposed to do, what happens is we lose a lot of talent, good talent in the ballroom scene because of that same situation and that same frame of mind, the way you feel, believe it or not. So, yes, you do have a say because you spent your $30 and you put in the effort to walk. That's what makes people's balls exciting, walking. Because we can all go to a ball and sit there and we can dance. It's not a ball. It's because the categories are there and you're walking the categories. That's what makes it a ball. Because in all reality, it would be nothing but a club. You see what I'm saying? So when you're walking and you put your effort into it, and you're on point, and you know you're on point because you knew you read the category, and you know exactly what it is, then you need to go to your housemate and you get, wait a minute, something has to go on right now. Somebody needs to be talked to. If it's Jasmine's ball, somebody needs to talk to Kelly, somebody needs to talk to Jasmine, somebody needs to talk to them, because I don't understand why I was chopped.
Right.
You
I
don't go to
before,
them.
Like, I went to, like, somebody said they were supposed to chop me in North Carolina. I'm not going to say who, but it was told to me. So I went to people who were close to that person to figure out what it was about me in North Carolina that I could have fixed so that you won't think like that next time. Or, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to sit there and wait in the middle of the ball, in the middle of the line, and say, why did you chop me? Because clearly it's going to make the person feel threatened like you're big and bad. So they're not going to sit there and be as respectful. You know what I'm saying? That makes
sometimes you need to take a stand on what you believe in. Because if you don't take a stand for something that you believe in, what are you going to take a stand for?
Right. But, I mean, I don't really have
if you don't stand for something, you're going to stand for nothing.
Amen
okay,
to that.
So that
okay.
I think we're kind of getting off of what I was trying to go, where I was trying to go with this. Jaquan, and I'm glad Cabbage is on the phone, and I'm glad I'm on the phone. So we have the three right here. We have Jaquan, he has an issue with the category, if it's the panel, if it's the way the category is being called, if it's the panel's not following the way I wrote it on the flyer, but yet, you know, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. Jaquan doesn't feel right, so Jaquan is not, you know, because of who he is, he's not going to really jump in the judge's face, but Cabbage is there somewhere, and he just goes to Cabbage as a leader in the house, and he says, Cabbage, da-da-da-da-da with this category. Cabbage says, okay, Jaquan, I'll take care of it. Cabbage at that point comes to me, and she addresses it with me, and me and Cabbage talk about it, and now it's my, as of the promoter, it's my decision to do something with it. Now, if the promoter, Cabbage, doesn't do what they're supposed to do, what do you do next?
My house does not go to that promoter's next ball.
Okay. Okay.
And
now,
not as an individual, as a house.
If it was an alliance, would that have maybe helped the situation?
Yes, it would.
Like,
yes, it would have.
Okay.
Yes,
how?
It would have.
Because regardless of what the case might be, one person has a discrepancy with it, and you do not do anything about it. You might not be able to do anything about it at that appointed moment, but there should be some reconciliation or something done, because this man has taken his time out to spend his money to pay the $30 to get in and to get himself together for whatever category that he's walking. And then he feels that he's not understanding the reason why he is being chopped. And I went to you, and you can't tell me the reason why he's being chopped, and then you can't give me any kind of resolution to it or any kind of feedback. There's no reason to argue about it. What you do is you make a stand and you make a statement. I go to a house meeting, and I will say, the Mizrahi ball, Jasmine's ball, no one is going to. Why? Because this thing was not resolved, and if it happened to one member, it can happen to another. And again, if you don't stand for something, you don't stand for nothing. But there is a way of doing things. There is a chain of protocols that things can go on. He came to me, I went to you, you didn't decide that you didn't feel that there was nothing that you could do or there was nothing that you could do, and I felt that there was something that you could do, and I'm going to evaluate, and then I'm going to go back to the older members in my house, like Dre and Tim and Dexter and Roy, and I'm going to say to them, listen, I think he was treated unfairly, and I'm not going to make a big ruckus about it. We need to make a statement. And what I think the statement is that we don't go to the next function that Jasmine gets.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with Jasmine, my personal friend. It has to do with us as a house sticking together and sticking to for what we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Now, if there was an alliance at the next alliance meeting, the Ebonies can stand up at that alliance meeting and bring that up, and then who's to say that another house, it may have happened to another house that same night that stands up and says something, and that alliance will all come down on that promoter and say, okay, you gave a ball, three houses sat here and complained about your ball, maybe you shouldn't give it the next ball. Just like you said, a person fighting or something shouldn't be able to go to the next
functions
or whatever. That promoter won't be able to give the next three balls that they usually give or something in that nature. But again, the alliances can help in some sort of way if everybody works together.
Correct.
You know, and that goes for ball promoters as well. That goes for houses. That goes for individuals. If the alliances can be on the same page and work together,
mm-hmm.
it can definitely help these balls and what happens at the balls, the fighting, the ruggedness, the even the way categories are given, and everything. I think that it just needs to, you know, it's something that needs to happen.
It does. Something needs to give. Something needs to give.
Well, it's going to have to, or we're going to lose the scene. And then the scene is going to go to the mainstream, and we're not going to have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. They're coming in now. They are coming in now. They're doing the recordings. They're doing their homework. And soon enough, it's going to be in the mainstream with big people paying big money, and we will have no involvement.
Yeah, but then, okay, now, okay, then when we don't have no involvement in the ball, and they have these big league people that's coming in, Miss Thang, and now the event is $40 and $50, and the tables are $300 and $400 because they don't swag the event out, then what the girl's going to have to say?
But see,
I'm going to make sure I'm there.
That's why we got to do what we got to do now so that won't happen.
Exactly.
Because that's why we need to do what we got to do now so that we still have the control. And if they want to use us and the things that we do and the way we run things, they have to come with us to with some type of an agreement or a contract, and
because
we need to be involved.
Because
hold
people don't realize.
Let me tell you one thing to you, this bitch in the chat room, okay? Bitch, whatever goes on between me and Andre is between me and motherfucking Andre. And I'm not bothering you, so I'll see you back here on Monday. Jasmine, get rid of her.
I'm smoking a cigarette. Who is it?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby.
She's smoking a cigarette, but you will be out of here. It's hard to be, and that's a problem. I think people, us as leaders and everything, we accept a little bit too much. I don't accept, even with the people I talk to and I date, when I'm talking to someone and they don't have a positive outlook on things and they don't have and what I'm saying out my mouth seems to annoy them, it's like moving on because you can't force nothing on anyone. We all have to be willing to go to the water.
Right.
So when you can't, and we can't stay focused on someone who doesn't want it. So the problem is we argue too much about what this one won't do it and this one won't do it. We'll move right along. And when they see what this has become and that they had no involvement, they can yell and scream and yell and everything. The proof will be in the pudding.
That is true, Nicole.
And
you know
that's
the whole problem.
That's how you want to do that. I mean, Tabitha, think about it. How many people you know off your head that will, oh, child, these children don't know what they are talking about. I mean, how many people off your head you will say that? It doesn't matter who they are. If we cannot all respect each other and we are not living the same dream, you can't be on my team.
But then I don't feel that you should say that if you're not willing to share or to tell them what's correct. You know, don't
right,
sit there
no,
and get burned.
You cannot be afraid to point. See, I don't have that problem with anybody. There's just a way of doing it. When you have older people, let me tell you something. Somebody from Paris is Burning that I may have watched on my VHS, and I've never seen them before. I will walk in the ball if they there, me, not, whatever they may consider, and go up to them and give them a kiss like I know them. I know every iconic, and from Tanae, all of them who love me so dearly, and I never had no click with them. I never knew them from a girlfriend. I would walk up to them, and I would give them the respect, and they would be smiling because, but that's how we all have to treat each other. Not, oh, this bitch and this bitch. Let's save that for the floor.
Right. If there's any discrepancy, no matter
let's
how old
bring
I am,
it to the floor.
If I feel that there's a problem with you, then, you know, how.
Bring it.
There was so, there's so many times that me and Ronald LeMay, Miss Ronald LeMay used to read me down, and she used to give me very renditions of, as she called it. And, you know, one day she told me, she called me, oh, Miss Cabbage, you're kind of a big girl. You'll never come. And I said, yeah, girl, okay, whatever. And then when I came, my first year in college, I came home, and I had dropped 30 pounds, and she was walking, and I gave her very much, tonight is my night, girl. You step back, and you watch this bitch dance, and then you see if you want to rectify it. That's the night I got her. And how I got the girls, I got them one by one. And it took me a while. But I got them one by one, state to state. And that's the kind of competition that you want. Healthy competition. Nowadays, these younger girls, it seems like you have a lot of them that really want the competition. And one person that I love that they do, regardless of what the case might be, they have a burning desire to be a winner. And no matter what it takes and no matter what it does, and he's not even in my own house. You know who it is, Kelly? It's Amari, used to be Chanel, now Mizrahi. That motherfucking child, I don't give a fuck what happened.
Wait, the Vogue Femme? The little the Vogue Femme dark skin one?
Yes.
He's got
a heart as big as a cow because he has taken so much shit and so much shit. And Kelly, believe it or not, y'all need to invest more time and more money and more effort into Amari because let me tell you something. That boy, he vogues from his heart, and you can see it in his face.
And he get up with a heart. That boy has his spirit is so amazing.
Yes, it is.
And
when he vogues, you can feel it. You can feel it. Like you can feel it when you see Malaysia vogue. You can see it when you see Cassandra vogue. You can see it when you see.
Yes,
you can see. You can see it when Deshaun vogues, and then you can see when Deshaun is just not feeling it. But I have never seen a time, even though Amari never feels like the tables are stacked against him. Even though there are sometimes, he never feels that way. And I give him, whenever he votes and he gives me what I want, I give him my tens with no slight effort. When he gets stirred around and he doesn't focus, I let him know. I said, Amari, what are you doing? And he'll give her, my head is not in it. I'm somewhere else. Exactly. You shouldn't have walked.
Yeah, but I like how he'll come out and give that. He won't go and say, oh, child, it's shade. Oh,
no.
This, this, that.
He
takes
just
the responsibility for, okay, you know what, I'm just not doing it. Like, and he goes, I love him.
That's
Amari,
it.
I think he has
great sportsmanship, and he's taken his losses, and he's taken his beating, and now, because at that $10,000 ball, he just needed a little more spoof. And it would have been between him and the Revlon. That's the battle I wanted to see.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 973-444. You're live on the air.
Oh, what's up, Kelly? This is Half Pint. How you doing?
Hi, Half Pint. What's going on, baby?
Hey, what's up? Oh, hey, Cabbage. What's up, Jaquan?
Hi,
and Nicole,
sure.
And Jazz. I was listening. I totally agree with everything Cabbage and Nicole were saying. And with the money thing, it was funny because they was arguing, but they're arguing about, like, almost the same thing. If the House members and the leaders will all play their part and contribute to their houses, paying $200 for a table wouldn't be a problem. And if people could, like, you know, swallow their egos and understand that we need coalitions because y'all have been doing what y'all are doing for so long and y'all did it so right. The bottom scene has grown to where we need, like, some type of somebody monitoring it.
So now, Half Pint, did you hear Jasmine's question?
When
you're walking a ball, what pulls you back or what gives you discouraging feelings at a ball?
If I feel like if they're not going to finish the ball, if I
mm-hmm.
feel like they're going to disrespect my house or try or shade me, or like if I feel like it's going to be a fight or altercation, I'm not going to want to spend $30 to go somewhere for 2 hours and leave with an attitude and be upset. Like, that's a waste of money.
Oh, okay. And I wish more of the youth and the younger people would call in and express their opinions, because this is things that we need to hear it, and then there's other people on the airway that also need to hear this too. So you guys need to really get on for the little time that we have left, and y'all need to contribute, because that's the only way that we can help you guys, that we can correct the ballroom scene or try to put an effort in, if y'all have to give us your feedback. You have to open your mouths. A closed mouth never gets
fed.
So come on, guys. I mean, whoever it is, Naima, you need to call, hit the girls up on Yahoo and tell them to call in. Everybody needs to call in, old and new, young and old. They all need to call in.
This is why this is so important, and maybe taking it like Lala said and giving a positive moment, because, see, you have to blend this in, because when we are yelling and screaming and we're going off and they got the Kelly they want, the lines are packed. But when you start to talk about something to benefit and help the situation, there isn't. They shouldn't be able to get away from that. So if you're not going to, you're going to come in and listen to the show, you need to listen to the show through all of the show and all of the aspects. I know you got to go to work. This person may not listen, but we always complaining and everybody's always reading and throwing shade. And here is, we're asking the questions and we can't get a response.
Hold on, 215-554, you're live on the air.
Good morning to everyone on the panel. How are you?
Fine.
Hey.
Hello, this is the legendary Tiny Cartier.
I know who this is.
Hi, Tiny.
Hi, Corinne.
How are you?
Fine, and you, sex symbol.
I'm loving the discussion this evening.
She always plus one when it's positive. Always.
So, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about the ballroom scene now, and the ballroom scene not when you were Corinne, when you were Tiny?
Excellent.
Yes. Not Mother Cartier, but Tiny Excellence. How do you feel that Raphael and them have pushed back away from the ball, and Kwame and all of them? And, you know, how do you feel? What's missing? What are we missing now?
Well, first of all, I think what's missing is a lot of leadership from mothers and fathers,
mm-hmm.
because when I first started, that was there. And it was a lot of leadership with the mothers and fathers. And, you know, and the girls, like, you know, the girls is missing. Like, the whole essence of the girls is missing from the ballroom scene, and respect. And one thing Raphael and Lisa has taught us as a house is not only to respect one another, but we have to respect other people from different houses.
Exactly.
So that's why we've always carried ourselves, you know, with class. And the thing is like now when I see, when, well, you know, when I look at the stuff on YouTube and I'm like, nah,
You have no enthusiasm and you don't want to come back.
I don't think I could be a part of that.
Right.
Yeah, it's definitely too much for me. And I just think, like, you know, if everybody take a deep breath, exhale, it's going to be all right. And, you know, and keep in mind that, you know, balls are for fun. And, you know, if you go into the balls with that kind of mindset, you will enjoy yourself. But if you go to the balls with all that negative energy, then it's going to be the fight, it's going to be the arguing. And you know, Cabbage, one thing about me, and I want to bring up something else, because what's the young man on the panel also, Jaquan or something,
yeah.
What's his name?
Jaquan,
in reference to judging, I've judged many of balls over the years, and I've chopped people in my own house. And I've told my own house members that you was not a 10 tonight, and I want you to do better. So when you're honest like that with your own house members, just because it's your own house member, you automatically give them a 10. No, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I've chopped people who came before me, which were legends and icons,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to continue to chop. And that's just how I do. You know, that's my makeup. And when I see things that's on the flyer, I read it very carefully. If you're not giving me what the flyer states, then you can look forward to being sent on. And that's just how I feel about the ballroom scene.
Right, and it's no shade. It's just that if it's not done properly, then you need to be reprimanded for it and know that the next time you do your homework.
I want to say something to Kelly, because everybody keeps saying they like the Kelly that's always acting crazy and throwing shade. But Kelly, you are Gemini and so am I. So we're not that bad, girl. So, you know, don't let them think that we're that bad, because we're not bad at all.
She's a Gemini on another moon, honey.
I have three personalities, honey. I can give the girls ghetto.
I got 10, girl.
Geminis don't even know how many personalities they got.
They do.
Oh my God, they are the, oh my, to me, they call, you cannot figure them out.
Yeah,
and
you can.
When you thought that you knew,
there's somebody else. I have a dozen of the Geminis.
Is Jasmine still on the phone? Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Tiny.
How are you, my love?
Fine, how are you?
I'm blessed.
She's poolside with a hot Spanish cabana boy. It's a rippling muscle. She's Blanche Devereaux now.
But you know what? One thing I want to say, and I don't want to keep you guys long. One thing I will say, and I will agree with you also too, Cabbage, in reference to Philadelphia, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
the ballroom scene here. I don't know what has happened. Like, I don't attend balls anymore, but from what I've been hearing, like, it has went down.
That's
the
what
tube.
Happened.
It has went incredibly down
happened.
The hill.
Everybody, like Tiny, when you would go and she was the Cartier and Kareem and all, everybody has stopped. And when you don't have the passion for it and you walk on, you leave the younger children to come up and take control. And then when you go look back, you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'll just stay right over here. But the fact of the matter is, you, Tiny, Cartier, Excellence, come on, you are the person who brought, before these kids were even in school, you brought this scene. You may help make the Philadelphia scene. It was hot going to the Now to see you walk your labels. It was hot to see you walk. It was hot to see the battles with Renee Caron. But all of them people, the ones even that have passed on, no one is there. No one is stepping up in Philadelphia at oil. And Philadelphia used to be on and popping. It wasn't just about First Fridays. It wasn't about First Fridays. You had to be in Philadelphia. You know, we went back and forth in New York and Philadelphia like it was like taking a train to the Bronx to Brooklyn.
But you believe it or not, it's the same thing for Miss Tiny. Everybody never realized Miss Tiny lived up there in the neighborhood where not too many girls dare play around.
And Mama would put her lip gloss on and that curly hair and that cowboy boot and that tight jean and that bolero jacket. And she'd get off the bus on 13th and Market. And I could be, where is Miss Tiny coming from? Don't she live in South Philly? My girlfriend, Miss Alexander, got a bitch. You know where Miss Tiny live up there with the trade. She live up there with the rough niggas, honey. I don't know how she's so country she get through.
Because she's able to maintain herself.
You know what Miss Tiny told me one day? You know what Miss Tiny told me one day? And I gagged. Miss Tiny got very, oh, the trade is fierce to the faggots. She said, I'm not a faggot. I'm a woman.
Yes.
She said, I'm a woman, Miss Cabbage. I don't do faggot punk things. No, ma'am. I don't ask boys how big their Zelle is. That's the first time
exactly
I ever heard what Zelle was. She said, I'm a woman. I get on the bus and I put my lip gloss on, and when I'm ready to get off, I fix my hair and I push my shirt and my pants and I get off and I come on down and hang with the girls. But when I want to go and be who I want to be, I go up where the trade's at because they respect me.
Because she don't run around and say, how big is your trade?
Exactly. She says, I'm a woman. And I said, ooh. And when Miss Alexander showed me the neighborhood that Miss Singh was from, I gagged.
But Miss Matiny, I want to ask you because you know you were one of my biggest artists there in Philadelphia. What happened when you just stopped? And would you ever see yourself coming back to take control or to have a part in something that you basically, you know, built the foundation?
Yes, actually I would. If it's something positive, I'm all for it. But, you know, like I said, like, because, you know, I've heard about the situation with all the fights and everything, and we're not going to go into that with too much detail with that in Philly that just happened at the Breakfast Club or something, because I've never been there. But I don't condone that, and that's not what I represent. I don't represent all that fighting and all that negative energy. So I want to say to my Philly fans that's out there, you know, y'all need to step it up. And all these mini balls and all that, like, see, I was never really into mini balls and stuff.
Didn't you have mini balls when you were out, Miss Tiny?
Exactly. So, but I understand that that's practice for some of them. But the thing is take it to a real ball and go show off your talent. And that's just not for Philadelphia. That's throughout the country because, you know, balls are global now. So, and I just want to pass that message on to everyone, like, whatever talent that you have, let the world see it because the world deserves it. And, you know, all this negative, just all this fighting and bickering, and it's just like, ugh, it's draining. But, you know, on a lighter note, I need to see my Fem Queen girls back out because, you know.
Amen for that.
What's a ball without the girls?
You're 100% right.
Tiny, I'm going to have my ball, and I'm going to have an all Fem Queen panel. And it's going to be a ball that's completely positive, and it will not be expensive. And it's going to be a big ball, and it's going to have a very good theme behind it. And I would love for you to be the Fem Queen on my panel.
Okay, and just to make one example, I was watching something on YouTube, and Evie Sugar Malone walked a category of face in all black or something, but I think she didn't have on all black, and just the way that they kind of like brushed her off and disrespected her, and just kind of paid her, I was like, no, Evie was, you know, do you remember Evie and Denise and
the two brothers,
Carmen?
One was lovelier than the other. One was more real. The other one was more lovely. That was it.
You
but
know, like, come on. I think the ballroom community has to start showing the girls that they really appreciate us a lot more than, you know.
But unfortunately, honey, you have a set of femme queens out now that don't even respect themselves.
I know. Isn't it sad?
They don't even take care of themselves.
But they also don't get to see is the real femme queens that used to respect themselves. See, when I grew up, I got to see the real respect. We got to see and how it was. There's not people that are seeing that because everybody else just goes in and leaves it alone.
Well,
And they only can do what they see, you know, it's generations. When I have a child, I teach my child so that when she grows up, she'll do things if like me, if not better than me. So we have to also be teachers. I can't just tell her I don't want to be bothered. That's my daughter. I mean, I'm here to raise her. And that's what I said. It really all actually comes from the heart and having a real good passion and wanting to really want to fix the situation. Because most people is like, child, I don't have time for that.
For them punk faggots, child, please.
Yeah, right. So,
well, I will bring this up. I will bring this up, Tiny. Since we started this whole positive topic thing last week, I did receive a lot of emails in reference to the different topics that we should have and stuff, and one of them were having an all femme queen, you know, not panel, I don't want to say panel, you know, as far as the show goes, but having a whole topic based on femme queens, even if we do it like once a month, but a night where it's actually ladies' night, and we sit down and we talk, we try to bring on some of the older girls, some of the legends and icons from the scene, some of the girls from back in the day, comparing and like yourself, you know, saying how it used to be, how it is now and stuff, and just having a complete ladies' night. So I definitely want you to stay tuned for that and be a part of that. You know, I want to speak with Ayana and, you know, different girls out there that can be a part of that where we can talk and definitely, you know, just address some of the issues and stuff that are going on, how it used to be, how the respect used to be, and things of that sort. And I think the show got shut down on the on the chat room. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
I think the chat room can't hear. If you're listening online, I think they got lost somehow. But yeah, I think the show.
I think that will be really good, Jasmine, because like, it's so many girls that are out there, whether you beautiful or sexy, or do you walk labels, or do you walk body? I mean, there's so many, this realness. There's so many girls out there, and it seems like we have lost the girls in this whole conversation and this whole ballroom scene, and I think we need to get the girls coming back to balls. And I'll never forget, I was so upset one night. This was years ago at a latex ball. They was supposed to have face or something, and it was so many girls there, and the energy was so high, and then they didn't have face, and like all the girls was downstairs reading in the bathrooms. Oh, I'm not coming to this no more. And as the years started going on, you started seeing the girls dwindle. And then the new girls came around with the, you know, the Stashas and, you know, the Tempresses and stuff like that. But a lot of the other girls that, remember, what's her name, Tanya Prada from Chicago.
Oh, yes.
And
two still walk.
You know what I mean? A lot of Misha. I mean, just so, it was, you know, we just need to get a lot of the girls coming back to the ball. Thank you.
Sarah Mugler, and she's still alive. She lives right there in Salisbury, Maryland, still alive. She said, I'll never come to another ball again in my life. That's what she said to me. She said, Miss Cabbage, you know, me and you have always been girlfriends. She said, I will never, ever, ever, ever go to another ball in my life as long as I live. She says, after the ballroom scene has turned my stomach so deeply, she said, I don't even want to be bothered with it anymore at all. And that hurt me to even hear that from her, because she was a
well. We definitely are going to definitely talk about that in the future. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't think it'll be next week, but maybe the following week or so. But definitely, Tiny, stay tuned for that. And
I definitely will.
Thank you for calling. And I think the show's either shutting down or something. But I know we got one more person that wants to get on. Thank you so much, Tiny, for calling in. I'm going to keep
you on
hold.
Have a blessed night, guys. Bye-bye.
You too. We need to call one person that's standing by. Nicole, are they ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Jasmine, do you need me anymore? Because I need to go and
I need you. I need you right now.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
For this interview.
All right, no problem.
There you go, Nicole.
Good evening, Grandfather. This is the icon himself, Tony Revlon Cabbage.
My, yeah, I know what it is. I can hear
that voice.
That voice is so distinctive. Tony, me and Tony have known each other since we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Hi, what's going on?
Chilling.
You know, I saw you the other day, and you looked so good. I was surprised. I was like, how is that old man keeping it up?
Yes, I never look a day old.
Yeah, he does. Well, you know, that's the Panamanian, you know, the mixer there. And then Tony lived a really hard struggle in the beginning of his life, and he used to work two jobs. I'm telling you. This man used to work two jobs, support his kids, keep his kids in the latest of stuff, everything. He worked in a bank, and he worked in this place. And you know, Tony has kind of slowed
down. Wow,
Cabbage. What?
She's giving you a sense of who the Tony Revlon is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandpapa.
No, I'm just like kind of shocked that Cabbage, and that's everything he's saying is true, that he really remember all the way back when he was a kid.
Yeah,
that
is
from
Mr. Bean.
Tony, can I ask you a question? My sister, I think, was your first or your second lover?
He was my second.
Okay, then. Okay, then.
Well, Cabbage, tell Grandpa a little bit about this show, because I asked him to come on. So.
Okay, Tony, we were talking about the alliances and, you know, how they would help and in what ways should they help and what we should do and, you know, when we should – what do alliances do and what are the negatives and the positives about the alliances? Because, you know, you've dealt with the alliances all over. You know, you've dealt with coalitions and different things of that nature, you know, from Revlon to Ebony to, you know, Okay,
mm-hmm.
How do you feel about them? Your personal feeling.
Dealing
with them.
All right, the one I know about, the one that's in Atlanta, I think it's being ran good. I think the one in North Carolina is being ran good too. I think honestly, I think New York should have been had one. I think New York should have been the first one to have one.
Exactly.
Okay. And I think once each state do it, that could start right there with the respect of. People, period, because right now there's so much disrespect that's going on right now. But to answer your question, I think it's a plus.
Definitely. So how do we get everyone to be on the same accord? We're not going to all, everybody doesn't always, you know, have the same level and have the same status, but how do you keep everybody on the same accord? Because that's why the alliances keep breaking up and everyone goes a different way because they may not agree or because they bring their own personal issues into the situation. So how do you keep them going the same accord, looking for the same dream?
All right. I mean, I'm gonna look at it like a business. Okay, if you got 10 people, no matter if you got 5 icons, four legends, let's say 3 legends, 2 statements, and 1 star, you gotta let them all 10 walk in on the same level. Nobody's better than the next party.
Okay.
You know, you gotta let them walk in there on the same exact level, because if you don't, the icon will feel that they're gonna have to. Run it. But if all tenement people have in their head the first day they walk in there that everybody's on the same level.
Now that's a good idea from
a
clean slate. Now you see that? See how feedback comes in from the old, the new, the borrowed, the blue. You see what I'm saying? There's the trick. We need to, you know, and like Tony said, New York should have been first, but because we're not. We're not first. That doesn't mean we still can't be the best.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because there's a lot. We have a lot of icons. We have a lot of legends. Even some statements and some stars with some level heads. They all need to join in, so we'll be able to touch everybody. We'll be able to gather everybody in a handful and give it. Okay, the Revlon's got so and so and so. The Ebony's got so and so and so. But when we all sit down, we're all equal.
Right.
So nobody feels it. Somebody else has an advantage over them. Because to be honest with you, at the end of the day, we're all in the same community.
That's true.
Period. So if we learn to respect each other as people, we can start to work on positive things. But first we have to learn to respect each other as people. And that should not be so hard, since we go with so much struggle from other people's and from other walks of life and from other races and from other sexual preference people. I mean, it's just a strange that we have it so hard, but we find it so impossible to join together as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not only black, we're not only white. You've got more Orientals coming out. You've got more Jews coming out. And they're still, after a while, they are not represented as Jews. They're all represented as a community, of people, and we all need to join together. Regardless of what the case might be, whatever I feel for you personally, you got to be a bigger person and come together as a whole. Now, there's going to be certain individuals that you're not going to use, and it's just not going to gel and melt in, because some people just have a sensitive to just hurt. They're just unhappy with their own life. But I'm really, to be honest with you, even them, if they ask for help, I'll be more than happy to give them help wholeheartedly. That doesn't mean that I feel the way I feel about you personally. But because I know I'm a part of that group that we all sit on in together, then you should be more than happy to help a person. And then it might help you work out your differences with this person, understanding them more and understanding where they're coming from and understanding what their problems are. But as a whole, as people, we need to open up to each other more and leave a little bit of the shade aside. Because a lot of these young kids don't even know where to place shade at anymore.
Okay, Tony, what can we do, or what would you say we can do to bring back the older generations that are still alive? Like, you know, you attend, and you don't attend every function. You mainly attend the functions that, you know, your kids are running, and that's a lot of them. But what could we do to bring back the older people, for like yourself, to the mainstream ballroom scene and allow them to see or participate?
You know, first, you have to change the whole ballroom scene. The ballroom scene is totally, totally different. It's just, that ballroom scene is outrageous. It's outrageous. You got so many people making other people legends. You got people making other people icons. And I think that it should not happen like that. I don't think one person should be making nobody legend. I don't think one person should should be making nobody an icon. You know, it's just like once you have this group, this alliance group, and then once everybody, the 10 people sit down and talk about, okay, should this person be like this? You know, you have to start with the ballroom scene. That's the only way the older people is going to come back. Because right now, the ballroom scene is like, wow. You know, and no matter if Cabbage try to change it, that one person is not going to do it. It's like if you try to change it, if I try to change it, one person is not going to change this ballroom scene back to how it used to be. When me, Cabbage, and all of us just come there and have fun, it was no arguments, it was no shade, it was no politics. It was, okay, that's my
exactly.
girlfriend. You know, if we won, we deserve to win.
I got a real big question. Hi, Tony. I didn't say hi earlier. I'm back and forth with your phone.
I have a question to ask you. Is Cabbage the new host?
No.
Cabbage is part of the family. It's not really a host. She's just part of the family.
I come on when they ask me to come on. I mean, I come on if I can help and if I can give my input and my feed, Tony. You know, I really don't have no problems with it, but I really don't want to participate when it's like things when people call in and they want to get very, oh, you bitch and you mother, because I don't, you know, my temper is not for that. So if it's something positive or something where you're talking about something that's kind of, you know, something I can work towards, and then when the person calls in, you know, you have no problem giving it, I'm Miss so-and-so from the house of so-and-so, and then, okay, fine, I can understand it. But these bitches that want to call in and give all these fake names and all these fake voices, I don't have no time for it. Because right then and there, anything you say out of your mouth, it falls on deaf ears to me, because you're not being real. You know, you're not going
to
say, well, my name is Kelly Scratch Ebony, and Miss Kelly, bitch, you chopped me the other day, and bitch, I don't use you, and I don't like what you did, and this, that, and the other. A bitch like that I can respect. But a lot of these kids you cannot respect because they hide behind different screen names.
Right,
and that I'm not because that just over just does it for me. So when Jasmine calls me or Kelly calls me or Nicole asks me to come on or Jasmine tells me to come on or do something, I'll be more than happy if it's a topic that I think that I can stomach or I can help with. But if it's something that I can't stomach, I'll come on. And a lot of times I listen. Because my phone is set to go off and it dials it, and I'll listen, but I won't push one. When they want to do all of that reading and stuff, because I can't take for it. Because the first thing I'm asking, well, what is your name, sweetie? Because happened to be you say something wrong. When you said, I can confront you woman to woman, body to body, punk to punk, whatever you want. Because they hide behind these screen names and they'll talk about your mother this and your mother that, and you'll be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And this is a new generation. So, again, I come on to help out, and I'm more than happy to. You know what I'm saying? But no, new host, no. I keep a funny schedule, Tony, because I have my own catering business. So I keep a funny schedule.
Okay. Yes, Jasmine?
I do have a question, and this goes back. This goes back years ago. Mm. When I was in this ballroom scene in the beginning, that was like in the 94, 95. I left in 98. 98, I was gone. I came back a few years ago. I think it was like 5 years. I don't even know exactly when I came back. The ballroom scene has it just completely changed. When I was out in those years, basically the only balls that were out was in the New York area and Philadelphia, maybe sometimes in Baltimore. But that was it. It wasn't really a lot of balls all over the place. When I come back, it's balls everywhere.
Yeah.
You guys have been in this scene, and you guys say now the ballroom scene has dropped. When did you guys notice the ballroom scene drop, and when did you guys, you know, what do you feel caused it to drop? Where it's people like you, Tony, that say it's just a mess. People like Tiny that says she just cannot do it. Cabbage, you know, you participate because you're so strong within your house and stuff, but I know you feel the same way. It's not the same as it used to be. And you guys were here way here before I was and stuff. So when did you guys see it drop to this point? And what do you guys feel caused it?
Wow, let me see, I came home in 95. I have to say, because when I came home, I did 4 more years. I'll have to say 2000, me.
Yeah, okay, Jasmine, let me sum this up really quick for us, for me and Tony's era. Well, Tony era and I, okay? Tony dropped out in between of having children and different things of that nature. That was something I didn't do. Okay. Now, here's what happened.
Grandpa.
You could get. Okay. Say like the Revlons. Here's how it went. We were in New York, and then we slid to Philly. Philly became the hot thing.
Yep.
At one time, all of us was living in Philly. All of us was living. Jack, me, Selvin, Miss Kelly was a little pamper boy, but she was coming out, a little punk coming out in the back of the Nile or whatever. Then we slid off. Down to Baltimore. And then, you know, then we slid off into D.C. But these were all places that we're because the House of Mizrahi, the House of Ebony, the House of Revlon, the House of Quran started after everything moved to, you know, because we moved together. So you get the Mizrahis that lived up on North Avenue. You got the Revlons that lived downtown. You had the Ebonys that lived across town. But regardless of what the case might be, we all met up at Buns. Okay,
right.
And then we left Buns, and you could look on the highway and get the, oh, that's the, you know, Tony, and so. Then Tony moved to D.C., and then the rest of us moved on to D.C. and different places. We always moved as a heavy movement, as a group. Dre and them moved to Baltimore, Tony moved to Baltimore. Everybody, after a while, Baltimore was hot. Then D.C. was hot. On fire. Then everybody slid into Virginia, and they made Virginia real hot. Then between Virginia and Atlanta, we were going back and forth. Then at that time, you had the House of Escada and the House of Milan, and they were like the replacements for each other. So then we slid into Atlanta. I was at the first Escada ball that they gave in tracks. You know what I'm saying? But it was we all moved as a family. We all knew each other going into these other cities. So we all originally came from New York, But we moved to different cities, but we moved as a unit together. We all loved each other.
So is that what made it a mess then?
No, what made it a mess is when it broke up.
Well, everybody eventually all go move their own way. We all know that in life. We
right, but what happened was the young kids didn't take that same essence that we had on.
That's because everybody just moved.
No, that's
no.
not true, Webby. That's
no,
not true. That's
you
not
just
true.
Move, if you just moved, if, okay, you go to a city, like you explained it, that's exactly how it happened. Each one of y'all moved from state to state, and when y'all left that state, y'all left a legacy. Y'all left a format and a foundation that came from New York City. Okay, so now y'all left it. When y'all left it, did y'all leave any type of structure?
Was of course we did.
Allowed,
of course we did.
Webby. Okay. A prime example, you have New York. Who's there? You still have Cabbage City, you still have Dre there. I'm going to go down to each city and state. You have Philadelphia, you have Chris there, you have Raul Fiel there. In Baltimore, you have myself there. In D.C., you have James Conner. These are people that were still there at the beginning. I'm going to move down. V.A., okay, you have nobody from back then. In Atlanta, you have Stewart, you have Andre. So therefore, that can't be the reason. My opinion, the reason is that this new generation do not respect. They don't know the meaning of respect. I personally, Cabbage personally, Dre, Stewart, Andre, would never disrespect Pepper, Paris, Corey. We would never disrespect them people. This generation here, they just don't have no respect for they hire people, and then that comes from all these different new houses out. You have a boy every week. So you got a boy. This month here is a boy every damn week. Come on, it is just like Jasmine. They said it wasn't boys like this years ago. So many boys with so many people in inside the same era. It's going to be conflicts there. You're giving too many boys. It's boys every week. And I gotta agree with Cabbage, and I can't agree with you, granddaughter, on the difference about us moving, because everywhere we moved, we still left an icon there. It's still an icon inside that state.
But then that means that icon didn't really take the control to stop.
No,
some icons
just don't want to be bothered with the disrespect and go out there fighting all the time.
But what about
the younger children to come and take what y'all no longer like no more? So basically they take it away, and y'all the people that paid the way before. You're right. I would never disrespect you. Never disrespect. To this day, I'm personally has always been a person that respect my authority. That's just how I am. I'm a humble person. I never think like that. But other kids are. But I remember when you couldn't do that. You know, you just didn't know better. Now, I think the icons and all the strong leaders, you're a strong leader, Grandpa. You hold so many. Oh, my God. And then you just give up. Then it allows all the ones that you leave it to, like your sons.
I don't give up. It's just like when I came back out last year, James Alcorn came to me, Dad, please don't come out fighting. I said, James, I'm not. I'm not going to come out fighting. But then at the same time, within that year, I have fought. Why? Because these people disrespect me. I'm not going to have nobody disrespect me. Because
As a man, period.
Right, because at the end of the day, I mean, fuck a man. I'm not going to let no one disrespect me, because once they disrespect me, they disrespect my children. And I'm not talking about my house children. I'm talking about my real children, you know. And I'm a father at the end. I'm a father at the end of the day. You know, like, Webby, I don't consider you being this new generation here. This new generation is, man. They have no respect. They have no respect at all. It's just like something happened at the North Carolina ball. I made my statement. The commentator stood up and said, well, it's not like that anymore. Well, okay, I don't care how it is now. It's not supposed to be like that for that category. Pretty boy realness. Does anyone know the meaning of pretty? Because I was bringing the 10 sheets at the ball Saturday, the meaning of pretty boy realness. It's not a full beard. That's not pretty. Thank you. That's called masculine faith. Cabbage. You ask Cabbage. You can ask Stuart. At Paris, that's the meaning of pretty boy. Pretty boy. Someone that, a guy that looked like a girl, a bitch.
Right.
That's the meaning of pretty. And then everybody took that, me chopping everybody after that to the heart. It wasn't about the people that was walking. It was about the category. You know, and then you got runway. Everybody getting chopped for runway. People read the flyer, you will not have to get chopped. Because
people
I'm not going to.
Runway and model's effect totally mixed up.
Exactly. And
totally
everyone that's walking runway now is doing model's effect. That's not runway.
You know what it
that's
is?
Not
you know
runway.
No, you know what it is? Hi, Tony. This is Kelly. You know what it is, Tony?
You bad.
I've been here. You know, this is Nicole's night. This is Nicole's night. I've been here all night. But you know what it is? The kids does not take the time out to look at these flyers like back in the days because it's so many flyers and it's so many balls. They're trying to get prepared for so many balls. And if it was less balls and they had time to focus on that one particular ball they was going to walk, they would bring the effects and everything
exactly.
to life like back in the days. But since there's so many balls, they're trying to get prepared to walk this ball or trying to get prepared to walk this ball, and they're doing things at the last minute. That's what it is.
So would it be safe to say by creating airlines that it should be able to be brought to them first on who and what ball and when they should give a ball? Because you got children giving balls, you got nieces, you got butch queens and drag giving balls, you just got whoever giving balls because
they're not giving balls. The balls they stopped giving balls back in 99, Nicole. They're giving rent parties now.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's
great.
I mean, cabbage.
I'm telling the truth, honey. McAlvernia started them services, honey. I ain't gonna bite my tongue. She knows. Yeah.
But Andre, Jasmine, Kelly, Webby, it's too many balls. It's too many balls for real.
Okay, Jasmine, just imagine when I came out. When I came out, there were only 4 balls a year. How did you get an of the year with 4 balls a year? But mind you, the 4 balls a year, when you got one of those trophies, all the balls finish. Oh, there was none of that nonsense where your function don't finish. No. But there were 4 balls a year. Then it went up to 6. Just imagine how hard it was to get an of the year. If I had to do what I had to do back in the days to get to a ball nowadays, bitch, I don't think I would be there for the ball, bitch, because I remember back in the days when the Revlon ball was at the bar ballroom, bitch, I got $10 from my grandmother, $5 from my uncle, $2 from this person, bitch, and I was $2 short on my way to the ball trying to get that $2 on the train to get in the motherfucking ball. And it was like, if the balls was every day like this back then, bitch, I would have never been at these motherfucking balls. Baby, let me tell you something. After one function, you started getting your material. You started finding your shoe. And the last thing that you got, you went to Mr. O's. Darling, you could go to Mr. O's and knew who was walking who. Because them girls would go in Mr. O's and get their hair cut, get their face chopped, and whatever you did, you hold, you boost, whatever, you worked every day, you got your pieces weekly, by paycheck. Now it doesn't happen like that.
And it's not
we got two callers that are sitting on hold, and then we only got 13 minutes left in the show, so let's just take them really quick because they had their hands up for a while. 347-623, you're on the air.
Yes, hey everybody.
Hello.
This is Lionel.
Hi, Lionel.
By the Thundercat, darling.
Listen, I love the topic that you're on. Finally, Habitat and Tony hit it on the knob. like Tony was saying, a lot of kids are really rude and disrespectful to people that have paved the way. And the people that I fully blame is a lot of so-called house mothers and fathers, because instead of just throwing your kids out on the runway, school them about the ballroom first, who's who. You know what I'm saying? Let's start with that. Because, and I also agree about there being so many balls, because I, myself, since I started walking again, it's hell trying to walk Virginia, North Carolina, then, you know, back to New York. Then, I mean, that breaks the shit out of my pocket, and I'm too goddamn old to be trying to, like, use rent money to pay, you know, be doing balls. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, like Tony and Andre and myself and Cabbage, you know what I'm saying, we up here trying to run chapters upon chapters, and that's even hard because you have other spaces having so many balls that, you know what I'm saying, you have your young kids calling you, telling you to please come at this ball that's down, say, in Virginia. So now you got to try to work it between the Virginia ball and a New York ball, or you got a chapter in Atlanta that wants you there. So it really runs everybody dry. But I also have a question for Cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
honey. I want to know, Cabbage, how do you personally feel about the new generation?
You wanna know my honest opinion, because a lot of people might not like this answer. I personally have faith in them, and I think there's a lot of talent with this new generation, because you just think about it, Laomi, Pony, Deshaun, and whatchamacallem was just on national TV voguing. So you still have some that are evolving, and Malachi, I don't want to leave Malachi out, and Malachi, these kids put their hard-earned work, effort, and everything, and mind you, they're all coming from different houses. They came together from four different houses to make something successful. So there is kids out there that really want something, and they still come back to the ballroom scene, and they still come and walk. I have faith in them. I think they're wonderful. You have a few individuals, just like in our era. Only thing that my problem with this era is there are too many idle minds, and a lot of these children have not gone to school. They're not going to school. They're making not going to school an excuse. Lionel, believe it or not, it's the same crowd. They have just not learned anything, and they don't have no limitations, and they have no respect. Period. But I think the new kids, there's not a handful. There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them. What you need to do, you need to pick the bad ones out, like fleas off a dog back, and the ones that really want something out of this, let them go for it and give them that opportunity to become tomorrow's dream like we were tomorrow's dream. You see
what I'm
saying?
Thank you, Lionel. We got one more caller. 908-937. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Nicole. Hi, everybody on the line.
Hi
Tony.
Hey,
this
Lottie.
This is Becky Revlon. I just wanted to say, I think the biggest part of, like, the all the disrespect and all the kids just not respecting the legend and everything, I think it all stems back to the gay parents and the house parents that they have. Honestly, I think the house parents that we have make a big change in the whole scene. Like, I know for me, I'm a new person in the scene. I've only been walking for about a year now. And I know when I became a Revlon, Ruck and Mariah didn't even let me hit the back of the floor or even come to a ball before I sat down and got schooled about all of the legends and all of the categories and exactly what I need to do, what I shouldn't be doing.
And what you are representing in the house that you are in. You're coming behind Robert Revlon. You're coming behind your father, Tony, a runway diva. So when you know what the history is, you know what you have to live up to.
Yes.
That's what it is to become a Revlon, to become a Mizrahi, because remember, Andre came from where? Revlon. And believe it or not,
because Andre was never an outspoken person. If it wasn't for Tony and Stewart pushing and fighting for Andre, Andre take things with a grain of salt. He would give every, okay, child, pay it. And Stewart would get up there and give him, no, that's not motherfucking right, bitch. And Tony would give him, you're not going to cheat my motherfucking son. I don't give a fuck with you. That's what we need to get back. The love and the care that other people have for others. You know what I'm saying? That you cared for these kids and that you wanted to make them into something. You know, Miss Lonnie broke my back, but it was all out of love. The love is missing. The content of love is missing from a lot of these mothers. Half the time, these new mothers and fathers are trying to have these young kids. So, again, they're not going to have no respect for them. Okay, and it's sad. You're trying to fuck these little young kids. And then you tell them that prostitution is all right to do. It's sad to be to have an ad up on Rent Boy and all of that other nonsense. These are the things, the elements that we have to deal with because it's new time. But we need to teach these kids that there are other things in life that you need to be getting because you're not going to lay on your back. There are no old hoes, just dead ones.
Oh, yes, bitch. And on that note, honey, it's time to say goodnight. You know, we got to wrap it up, honey. I got to get up in 2 hours and go to work. Honey.
Take your husband to work.
Well, whatever it is, we still got to work.
Well, whatever it is.
However we get it.
Nicole, you got to get up and make oatmeal for the baby.
Okay. No, I'm good enough to say she's old enough to make her own oatmeal, darling.
Jasmine, thank you. Tony, I love you. I'll be in Baltimore. I'll be in D.C. So I know I'll see you, but I'll be in Baltimore because I got to come down there and see Alexander. Kelly, we'll talk tomorrow because I got the phone number and the site that you need to go on.
Yes.
Nicole, you know it's always a pleasure, dear.
Yeah, I love
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Kavitz.
No problem. I'm on my way to the club.
Tony is... Tony's actually gone. I guess he hung up or something. But, Tony, thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Cabbage, thank you so much for being a part of the show as well. And I don't know if we got the answers that we were looking for, but hopefully we can steer the show in the right direction with this whole alliance thing and stuff. But I'm going to let you guys wrap it up. I'm going to end it on my note. Just thank you guys. Look forward to hearing you guys, you know, seeing you guys again on Monday. Next week again, next Wednesday, tune in for a positive show. And we'll just bring up the topic next week on Tuesday to let you guys know what it's about. If you guys have any suggestions, send them over to Yahoo at tensorchops@yahoo.com. I already got some. I will be in contact with you guys about the ones you guys sent in. And you guys have a good weekend. And don't forget to look for Lady Gaga's new video tomorrow at 11:30 p.m. on E! Have a good weekend, Kelly and Nicole and Jaquan. Good night.
Jaquan?
Good night, everybody.
Speak to you later, boo.
Good night, Jaquan.
Nicole?
I thank everybody for listening to this positive show. You know, I love the positive situation. Be blessed. Say your prayers, use your condoms, and the world would be a safer place. Good night.
Yes. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody that's in the chat room, everybody that's left in the chat room, and everybody that's left on the phone lines because I know it's late, don't forget to be back here Monday night at 11 p.m. sharp, where we'll definitely be recapping the D.C. Awards Ball, the Virginia Awards Ball, and the Virginia Rumble on Monday night, honey. Remember, like I tell you every night after I end the show, whatever you do, whatever park or whatever club or alley where you pick somebody up in, make sure you do practice safe sex, and the life you save will be your own. If you don't love yourself, who the hell else is going to love you? Good night.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy. Cause I'll be